done it.
I've got him on video masturbating in here.
A lot of guys have done it.
We've got a report of several reports, actually, that people have been finding pubic hairs in their burritos. You know anything about that?
No. That's awful.
Yeah, it is.
That seems a little peculiar that you handle food.
I don't touch the food.
So how do you don't touch the food?
I don't. It's on the tray. I take it and I give it to people and I say, take it. And don't put pubic hair in it. I say that specifically.
From the Bryant Heating and Cooling Studios, this is FM 100.3 KFAN The Fan.
No, I live here. It's where my house is. I have 17 houses where one of them is.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper game.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato game.
Yes.
Boy.
That is good news.
Can you stop talking?
Do not adjust your glasses. I'm this fat. All right. I used to look at fat people and go, how in the hell do you let yourself get like that? And then I just went out and found out for myself. I got divorced about 4 years ago. You don't know how important it is to have somebody in your life around 8 o'clock at 9 o'clock at night say, don't eat that. You do not need to be eating chocolate cake this time of night. Because when you live by yourself like I do, and you buy cake, put it in the kitchen, and I'm watching TV at night, the only thing I can think about is how there's a cake in my damn kitchen. See, when you live by yourself, you don't have to get a plate. You just got to get a fork. And you eat the other half, and 3 months later, you're in drawstring britches. When you walk in to buy jeans, and they go, what size? You go, 42, 16. Those are capri pants for fat girls. When you lean down to pull your boots on, and you kind of black out like, what the...
I was watching TV with my wife, and the ad came on for that eHarmony, the dating service, where they say they match you up on 29 levels of compatibility. And I turned to her and said, I don't think we have any. And she said, any what? And I said, the 29 levels of compatibility. And she said, yes, we do. I said, no, we don't. And she said, we have all of them. And I got out the dictionary to look up. I looked up compatibility. It says, capable of living together harmoniously or getting along well together. And she said, oh, my God, we don't have that. I said, that's the point. That's good. Marriage has nothing to do with compatibility. Okay? First time you can't make a house payment, it doesn't matter that you both like red.
Sucks.
You blew it!
I used to ride with a vending machine repairman. He said he's been down this road more than twice. He
big
was
pitch coming. Three nothing Twins, Yankees threatened.
Judge with a two-run homer, and the Yankees extend the lead.
That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
We don't care.
Yeah, who cares? God, baseball takes forever.
Ugh. It does, man. It do. Yes,
what
it do.
Grind.
I tried. I did my best. I
tried
really
too.
Did.
I watched probably almost seven innings. before I said, I can't do this. It's bedtime. How long is this game going to go?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I started watching at 7 o'clock in the sixth inning, and at 1 o'clock this morning, the eighth inning finally ended.
Right.
And I said, I got to go to bed.
I watched the first 3.5 innings, and that took about an hour and 45 minutes, almost 2 hours.
Do you guys know how long the first inning took? Just the first inning.
45 minutes?
It was 45, you are correct. 45
three decades.
The first three innings took 1 hour and 43 minutes. The whole game, 3 hours, 51 minutes.
It did take a long time.
And it went the wrong way, of course. The Yankees won 8-4 over the Minnesota Twins in the AL wildcard game. The season for the Twins is over. The season for the Yankees looks like it's fairly promising. I mean, good luck to them.
Their bullpen is so good.
They can bomb home runs.
Yeah. Would you feel any different if the result was the opposite?
No, it's why I hate baseball. It's too boring. It's too slow.
There were a bunch of home runs. There was everything you like about it.
It's just course it would have been better, but even when they were winning, well, I shouldn't say when they were winning.
No, when they were winning, it was awesome.
When it was 3-3, though, when the game still had lots of promise, I'm like, we're not even out of the first yet. What time is it?
Well, then
this is taking forever.
Santana can't find the GD strike zone.
Yeah, he didn't have it.
And he was so confident yesterday, the day before.
There's always game two, and
we'll bounce back.
We'll bounce right back.
Oh, when's that?
I think it's
February.
Tomorrow.
You blew it.
You think we could do the entire show talking about how there's a game two?
Of course.
And
noon to three might do that.
Huh? Yeah,
good point.
Yeah,
that's a good bit for them. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Oh, they will.
That's a good bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you put Barrios on the mound in game two? He pitched a couple innings last night. You probably wore out his arm.
I know.
And think about that, too. Let's just fantasize here for a second.
Ooh. Yeah, let's do
it. Who pitches game two with that strategy?
I am definitely not fantasizing about baseball.
With what strategy?
Get me all excited.
Of pitching Barrios yesterday. Who pitches game one if you make it?
We don't have to talk about this.
Well, Santana's arm is still fresh.
Yeah, but he looked awful.
You don't understand.
Yeah, I don't think you get the bet.
I hate the Yankees,
the game's
too.
Over now. I mean...
You want to hear some stats that will depress the hell out of you if you do care about baseball? If you're Aaron Gleeman or John Bonas or Mark Rosen?
No.
I don't even think Rosie likes baseball. I just think he likes the free trips. I doubt it.
No,
he'll be too tired.
No
chance.
He
tweeted out he was leaving LaGuardia at like 3:50.
My favorite part about Rosie's night last night was he took a picture from his seats
of his wiener
on Twitter.
He did.
And
that was a direct message.
And we've all done that in the past, right? Where you take a picture and... the cell phone picture just doesn't do what you're taking a picture of justice. And I'm not talking about Snapchat, Snapchatting nude sauce.
I don't do that.
Especially landscaping. No. You know, or not landscaping. What am I talking about? What's the word I'm looking for? Landscapes, I guess?
Like
whatever.
Manscaping?
Scenery.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sometimes it doesn't do it justice. I did that with South Dakota, trying to take pictures of like...
the mountains.
Mountains,
yeah,
or Mount Rushmore, and I'm going,
you can't get that in a picture.
This just doesn't...
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, why do I even take these pictures? It's not worth it. Rosie takes a picture from what looked like the right field seats.
Of what?
Deep and high in the right field seats. And he's so insecure about how bad the picture looks. He goes, I swear to you, these seats are better than they look. It's like, no, Rosie, they're not.
Those
you
are
flew
horrible.
All the way to New York to be on TV with the beautiful people. And then sit in the upper deck.
See, but he set the table for himself when he titled his book Best Seat in the House.
Yeah, he had the worst seat in the country.
Yeah, he was
it an overfilled press box or was it a...
That or just the TV people from Minnesota, I think is basically what he said, was like the...
They just had extra like team
but they
tickets.
If the Twins played... I mean, didn't you guys go to a game one time, AJ, and they made you guys watch it on TV?
That was at Target Field.
Yeah.
I don't think that they would waste tickets on the media. Honestly, if you can... Like, I mean, there's a bunch of media.
No, he was
in
a press box.
Okay, so it was...
No, he was in a utility closet watching it on a black and white TV from 1971.
But he had to go.
It was 2010, the last time they made the playoffs. It was the first year Target Field, and... I had to sit on the back side of the press box. So I was in the press box. But if you've ever been in the press box, there's like three levels, and I was like on the backside below the third level, sitting at a table where you couldn't see anything.
Yeah, why
I
even
would
go?
Have left.
The only thing that's worse than watching baseball is listening to it around a corner.
Right.
3 hours, 51 minutes.
But they figured something out when it came to the All-Star game. They must have had an auxiliary press box. I'm trying to remember. I think it was on the main concourse, the first and third baselines. Because I didn't have to do that for the All-Star game. And that was for sure busier than the playoff game was.
So they're done. Cute story, a lot of fun, whatever.
I took the cheese hardcore. I got so excited. I thought this was going to be the year that they got past the Yankees, and everything about it was the same old Twins.
Yeah, here's some stuff that'll depress the hell out of you if you care. The Twins have now lost 13 straight playoff games. That ties the record set by the Boston Red Sox from 1986 through 1995. And the Twins have now been eliminated by the Yankees in five of their last six postseason appearances. The Twins haven't won a series since 2002. Which is unbelievable to think. That's the year I started here at the fam.
Yeah.
02.
I was still smoking weed back then.
Paul, what was the Mauer stat you said?
He's 1-for-5. He's 0-for... I didn't know what you meant.
The
I think he's 0-for-10 in postseason games.
As a team. Like winless, right?
Yeah.
Just hideous.
Otherwise, the bars
are... He's the most overrated athlete in Minnesota sports history.
Mm. Yeah.
He's horrible. Mm. You can't go 1-for-5 in a playoff game and bat second. You just can't. I got fired up last night.
Yeah, you two have a lot of serious sports takes. Chris and I just want to rip and have fun.
No, man, I don't know. You
guys
know?
Have some hot sports takes this morning.
I forgot it was on for a while.
Well, I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched three innings, and now I've just spit fire at him.
What was I watching instead?
Probably the fact that Sex and the City 3 isn't going to happen.
No, the final episode of Game of Thrones?
Kim went home. On my life, this is what I was doing. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I watched episode 1 of this season of Bull.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding.
Great.
And I was folding clothes, and it's good clothes-folding TV. Because you don't have to really care.
It's a lot like listening to a playoff game around the corner in the press box when you can't even see it.
You're so right. That's exactly what it's like.
It doesn't matter if it's boring as hell as long as it's just on around the corner and you're not paying attention.
That's exactly right. If I want to get up and walk over and put the dish towels in the dish towel drawer,
nope.
I don't have to push pause.
Right, because if there's a nonsensical logic jump in the next segment, you'll say, well, why did he do that? I don't really care. It's folding clothes.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Here are my undies.
It's just something technically on television.
Last night...
which is the nicest thing somebody can say about Bull. It's on.
Yeah. Well, you know how they... they come out of the gate just a-screaming. First episode of the year, so people get locked back in, you know?
Sure.
Here was the concept of EP1 S2 of Bull. Really rich lady. Married to a very, very wealthy man. She walks into the room and she says, I would like to restructure our prenup. And the older gentleman says to his beautiful young wife, now you signed the prenup. It's a great deal for you. You're going to be a very wealthy woman if we ever get divorced.
What's the age difference?
40 years, probably.
Oh, so it's a Hef situation,
that's
right?
That's exactly right.
It's an Anna Nicole Smith and Jay something Marshall. What was his name again? It doesn't matter. The old guy that died.
Rosie.
It doesn't matter.
What was his name?
It was J. Marshall Mathers.
It was J. Marshall Mathers.
Was that?
I think we're close.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I think so. So, after he says, no, dear, I'm not going to restructure, even though you have a great set of jugs on you.
Oh.
He didn't say that, but
that's what you were thinking.
I was up putting the dish towels away.
That was the part you were watching in your head.
And so she takes out a knife, and you think, oh, no, don't kill him. You won't get any money. And then she stabs herself in just above the chest.
Yep.
Just below the, I don't know how to say this without being gross, vaginal region.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
the
right?
What reason?
How do you stab yourself below the vaginal region?
In the leg.
Why wouldn't you just say your thigh?
Why wouldn't you just say stab yourself in the thigh?
You can call it that.
There's nothing really below the vagina.
Yeah, great point.
Sure there is.
Who are you hanging out with?
Like if you're laying down.
Or if she's hanging upside down.
And then once also in the belly, just beside the liver. And then she shoots him takes the rubber gloves that she's wearing to hide the fact that she stabbed herself.
Right, she's going to blame it all on him.
Or the rain.
Of course. I'm sorry for the spoiler out there. If you've got bull EP1S2 on
tape.
No
one does. Continue.
No one does.
You might want to stop now. She takes the rubber gloves and puts them in the shredder. You know, for the paper shredder.
The Ninja Turtle guy?
An hour later, the lawyer in the courtroom finally asks her, how did you shoot him three times after he stabbed you three times? Where was the gun? And why were there rubber gloves in the shredder? And, of course, they convicted her because Bull's a genius.
Well, it sounds like you really need a genius to put that one together.
That's what I'm saying. It took him an hour to figure that out. And I thought, and now I'm officially hate watching this show.
Well, duh! Yeah, come on! Welcome. I watched it for 3 minutes last year and said, this is the goddamn dumbest show I've ever seen.
Because
of course you're hate watching it. You have a brain.
Because it's the first episode. It is EP 1 Season 2. You got to come out of the box firing, and that's the best they can do.
Right. Curb Your Enthusiasm returned for season 9 after 6 years.
Dude, I watched it.
And was on fire episode 1, right? Larry's play, it's fatwa, right?
Between that, when he's yelling with his manager on the phone about the Shah of Iran.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
I don't see you as a, bride.
Oh, that was great! And then she's so mad. Oh, you're just so good. Yeah. And then I turned on the Twins game.
Yeah, hideous.
And I was like, boy, oh boy.
And you were so close to rewatching E1S2 of Bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like, why don't I just go back to the well? Why would I watch this again?
Oh, I've got E2, S2 as well on tape.
I bet.
Don't you have all of last season on tape as well?
No, I've watched all those.
Well, and now you don't have to watch the Twins anymore because they're done.
Right. I should have watched E2, S2 of Bull instead of 6th and 7th inning of the Twins game.
Well, you could have watched an entire episode of Bull.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
And only missed about an out.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe two.
Yeah, or one at bat.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on a wild Wednesday right here on The Fan.
Got a heartbreak coming up.
Found Geronimo's rifle, Maryland shampoo, and Benny Goodman's corset.
Sludgy Spohawk.
Join us in supporting the YMCA. Kids who play sports at the Y build character, develop self-confidence, and create healthy relationships. It helps build futures by making a donation. You can help build futures, by making a donation now. Text YSPORT to 41444 or visit KFAN.com.
8:27 p.m. I've been waiting for an elevator for like 5 minutes.
This is the last time the Twins win a postseason series.
The club, but these elevators are ridiculous.
This is like, what,
'02 or '03,
right?
Minutes.
I'm going to look.
This is not fair. I want to just go downstairs where I'm the 11th floor.
It's not fair.
I'm not going to walk down 11 stairs of floors.
Not going to walk down 11 stairs of floors. It's fun to be drunk.
Ridiculous.
Hell yeah.
We were talking about going to London yesterday.
Yeah.
We had a little brief London meeting. And,
I wasn't invited.
Yeah, thanks.
Pub
what
crawls
the hell?
And whatnot.
Where was I?
You guys don't need to be involved in this.
What the hell?
Why?
I'm supposed to be the producer of the show.
You're flying with the Vikings. You're not even a part of the trip.
What am I, chopped liver?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
The pub crawl and whatnot that we're doing in London.
We are?
I haven't gotten lit in a long time.
Well, I got lit 2 days ago.
Shocking.
I wonder why you guys were having a meeting in there.
Right. I wasn't
invited. I walked
by
there and looked, and you wouldn't even look up and look me in the eye.
It was Vegas-related / London-related.
Oh, so we're not going to Vegas or London, either one of us?
Yeah.
No, you guys don't need to be involved.
Why?
Because your ideas are just awful.
Is that right?
Yeah, but they're not showing up to see you. They showed up to see Hogsley.
Yikes.
He's right.
Awkward.
Wow.
Well.
It's going to be one of those shows.
Well, you know what? Maybe you can have a meeting with rest of your co-hosts.
Hmm.
The other people that are going to be on the show with you if you keep leaving us out of things.
Hmm. I had other things to do.
No, okay. No, we didn't. We were sitting down in Abbott's office.
Crying.
Not really crying. We're discussing our next radio show, the Sauce and Hawk show.
Yeah, it'll be good.
No, it won't.
No,
it'll
be horrible. Yeah. Okay.
The Beaver.
Oh, yeah.
AJ, were you in the meeting?
No, I was not here yesterday.
First Range Sports, here we go.
Were you going to be invited, do you think, to the meeting?
The Yankees beat the Twins 8-4 in the American League wildcard game. Dozier led off the game with a home run, then Eddie Rosario hit a two-run home run after that.
A shot?
And it was a shot. It was 3-0. Then they chased Severino after just one out. He's supposed to be their ace. One out.
At your
they
expense.
Didi Gregorius hit a three-run home run off of Santana, tied at three in the first. And now the Twins have gone on to lose 13 straight playoff games, which is a record.
I didn't know that one guy you just said existed until yesterday. Didi Gregorius. I didn't know he existed.
Aaron Judge hit 52 home runs in the regular season. He also hit a home run yesterday off of Barrios. The first inning took just 45 minutes.
Dying for no games.
Twins are out. Yankees move on.
I wish they.
No, I can't be bothered with that. I have no time.
I wish they were going to play more. It's fun to watch playoff baseball when you have teams in there that care.
We just talked for 20 minutes about how boring it was.
We were mad because they lost to the Yankees, hey, even
Ron,
though we were.
Nick, I know you told me to text you, but I don't even know how to do that. I've never texted before. I'm not with it, I guess you'd say.
What?
Two things about that. Number one, that also dates how old that soundbite is. Is I believe Babyface at the time probably had never texted, so that must be what, 05-ish?
Mom, let me look.
03.
03? Yeah. It was January 22nd of 2003.
How can that be possible?
Wait, that's not right.
He wasn't an intern at the old...
2005.
Okay, that's
November
closer to right.
November 14th of 2005.
That makes sense. Because I was like, he was never in Bloomington with us. He was always in this building. 05. He had never texted, and even if he did have a smartphone, Babyface was never with it. He wasn't. I guarantee you right now, he's not on Insta or Snap or Tinder. Right? He probably has a very basic Facebook account that's gone unchecked in 4 years.
Where was his bachelor party?
Red Lobster and GameWorks.
Didn't they almost get in a fight?
Almost.
Come on.
I love Babyface. He's a good dude. WNBA Finals Game 5 tonight, Williams Arena.
1:45 a.m.
Is this Rescott?
Yo, what up, Bob? It's Sludge. It's like 2:40-something in the morning, Saturday night. Where did they told us to be?
We were.
We got
I will never remember what I was laughing at.
Somebody was tickling you.
Oh, yeah.
God.
PA was in Daytona
like
Beach with me.
In the morning, dude. Oh, gosh, I'm done. Ridiculous.
What was I done doing?
This is ridiculous.
End of message.
That was even March 17th of 2003.
Yeah. Wow. So I was 23 years old. That's clearly 14 years ago. I was still an intern, an unpaid intern, just riding high in
now
Daytona Beach.
Doing meetings without us.
Even in those little brief sound bites, though, by the way, more proof. I'm a happy drunk.
Yeah. No, you are.
I'm never an angry drunk. I'm always in a good mood when I'm just... S-faced. I don't know why.
I've only seen you drunk a couple times. It was the one time before you went and saw Thunder Down Under. It was just you, though.
Mm. It was when he was nervous.
Do you have the Reese Cup bit?
That's
my favorite.
Well, I was trying to find something from Abigail, and I just started looking at all this stuff. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like this.
I don't want it to explode in my face.
Jeez.
That's Carrie. Remember Beck and Carrie?
Yep.
The NHL regular season starts tonight with four games. Toronto at Winnipeg, St. Louis at Pittsburgh, Calgary at Edmonton, then Philadelphia at San Jose. The Wild start their season tomorrow at Detroit at 6:30 right here in the
Hell
fan.
Yeah.
What are you babbling about?
Hockey. Man, I can't wait.
Mark Parrish will be here in 55 minutes, maybe.
Can I ask you guys a question? Did you guys think yesterday when he texted us about AJ basically making fun of him for how pale he is that he was going to be like, I won't be there tomorrow?
Well, I thought for sure that was
it. I thought
I didn't even read the entire message.
I thought that was exactly what it was going to be.
I think you misinterpreted the message of my text.
Well, whatever it was.
It's not making fun of Mark.
No, you're making fun of Corey, but...
Casper the Friendly Ghost over there.
Oh.
And the weirdest photo editing of all time.
That's so weird. It wasn't as if the photo wasn't pale enough. They made you glow.
Right.
And be like yellow.
Right. It's, you take a really, really white guy and say, let's basically make him see-through.
Yeah, that's what they did. You look transparent.
I mean, very figuratively and literally glowing.
Glowing. And not like in a good way. No. Like, wow, you're glowing over there.
Like you ate a glowworm, I think is what I texted you.
Mm-hmm. Buffalo Sabres agree to an 8-year, $80 million contract extension with Jack Eichel.
I'm a big fan of Johnson's.
Oh, who's that? Tubby?
The owners of Tubby. The Sabres.
You know, no, play it again. Who
he's 20 years old.
Tubby Smith.
It is.
I'm a big fan of Johnson's.
No, that's...
It sounds like a baseball. Who's a baseball?
It's Terry Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Johnson's.
Oh. Mm. Rosie, what do you want on your tombstone?
I'm a big fan of Johnson's.
Okay. Hawk, what's your lower back tattoo say? Okay.
Get the bears, come back!
You guys are mad at each other.
The Minnesota United won 3-2 over the Atlanta United.
Who do they play? Who's their next game?
I think it's the Toronto United.
And then if they win that, who do they move on to play?
Portland United.
Oh, well, that's cool. No one cares.
Blah, blah.
The NBA All-Star Game will now have their rosters determined by two captains. So the selections technically work the same way. The way that the 24 All-Stars are actually picked, exact same thing. The five starters, the seven bench players, all of that's the same. The only difference now is there's no East and West. The players in each conference that get the most votes are captains, and then those players draft back and forth the other 22 players.
Hockey was devastated by this news yesterday.
I was.
Yeah, you called sobbing.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on the new rules for the NBA All-Star Game?
Awesome show, everybody.
Okay.
I still can't find it. I played it earlier.
What are you looking for?
The thing, the sledge from Daytona first one.
Oh.
Now I've lost it and I can't find it again. I'm going to see when it was.
I bet it was 2002.
It was about the same time as the other one, right? Because you were taking trips back then.
I think they were both from Daytona Beach. If that first one was from 03, then they were both from 03.
Oh, they were from the same trip?
One was the first night we were there, and then the other one was a day or two later when I wanted to go back to the club, but I was stuck.
Oh, man.
And the elevator wouldn't come back to me.
On the 11th floor.
Long enough where I felt compelled to call you and tell you.
Yeah, you weren't going to walk down 11 stairs.
And I do remember this. I remember telling you, going down those stairs and not taking the elevator at that hotel that week in Daytona Beach was you were spinning the wheel of mayhem because every bodily fluid you can name was sprayed across those stairs. And I'm talking out of every possible hole, if you know what I'm saying. Right? Like literally every fluid possible was seen on those stairs. There's people making out 4 feet from it. It's basically just
Dwight's Disneyland.
A frat party.
Yeah, you're right. March 24th of 2003.
That sounds right.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a fun trip.
Look at you now.
Chicken fingers. That's all my sludgy eats.
That's still true.
Yeah, that hasn't changed.
Yeah, Auntie couldn't have cared less about that. That was a deal breaker for her on Monday.
Sludgy's got a faux hawk!
Not true.
No.
You did at the time, though.
Kind of.
Boy, did you?
It was never
one.
A true faux hawk. I love that one.
Yeah.
Chris Hockey Band used to play that.
Yeah, we did. We played it in concert.
Yeah.
It was
like a cool transition in between songs.
Sludgy's got a faux hawk!
And then this part with the key.
It does not rock!
God, that... Can I ask you a question? Has Bach called you for inspiration?
Sebastian Bach?
Yes.
Yeah, of course he has.
What band's he in?
The Candy People?
No.
He would be in Skid Row.
Let me guess. You love them.
Duh.
What's your favorite Skid Row song?
I Remember You.
You should play it.
Great point. This is fun. I got to go through all this junk one of these days with you guys and decide what we're going to keep and what we're going to throw out.
Did we delete Is That Right?
Yeah, somebody did. I didn't. Sometimes, no. Sometimes things get deleted without, me knowing.
Yeah.
Don't they just get end dated? Can't we still pull them out of
sometimes
obscurity?
Sometimes you can.
Okay. We need Is That Right?
Yeah, we do. Is That Right? I don't know if we can play that.
Yeah. I've never understood why some of the, this is inside radio, but in the system, some of them have like a 10-year end date.
Yeah.
If I'm willing to keep it for 10 years,
right.
I want it forever, right? It's not like it's, after 90 days, if we have a Twins highlight from a random, like a July game, after 90 days, feel free to get rid of it, unless we mark it otherwise. But if we put in a soundbite, we probably want it forever until we delete it.
Right, or you put stuff in and then it'll be like, you drag it over to the other screen and it's orange. You're like, what? It had a 2-day end date on it?
The hell? They wanted you to use it for 2 days and then eliminate it.
I'm sure Abbott does that to a lot of the things I play over and over.
No, I know Abbott does it to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I know he does.
So
he's admitted
don't,
it to me before.
Well, that's like the bit the other day when... like, howdy, stranger,
oh,
whatever the bit was. And Sausage goes, you got to show me where that is. And every boss in the building's going, please don't show Paul where that button is.
How you doing, stranger? What is it?
How are you, stranger?
Yeah, see, don't show him where that is. Otherwise, every time he sits in that seat, it's going to get hit 16 times a segment.
Love Line.
God, that's a great voice.
That is a great voice.
I miss D-Bell.
How are you, stranger?
Donna Valentine kicks ass.
What do you think Rosie said when he rolled over and saw his left hand in his hotel room?
How are you, stranger?
Yep!
Funny.
I have some old D-Val stuff, too.
Yeah, she was the
Remember
best.
Remember the boob still, song you wrote about her?
Well, she's not dead. I'm just saying she kicks ass.
Yeah, she was not happy
about Yeah, he
about
did.
That.
He wrote a song about her boobs. I did. Made her mad.
You know what? Yeah. She was not happy about it, but I thought it was like...
You went over and got her and you told her something else and she sat...
loud.
She sat right here and then you played it. She was upset.
Listen to this voice.
No, here we go.
Yeah, she wasn't happy. I walked in.
Rosie loved
it. In
her.
3, 2, and 1.
You guys were convinced that she had a minor crush on me when I was like 23.
Oh, I'm sure she did.
And that made me feel super cool.
Well, how can you
not? I'm like, here we go.
I didn't believe you guys. I'm like, she doesn't want a 23-year-old douchebag.
Okie dokie, here we go.
But that's what she said, and then we got it on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And crush said, confirmed.
And then,
Crusher confirmed
what,
it?
Exactly.
Yeah, he confirmed it.
And then what normally happens
Even though he wasn't here yet,
it
was still Mick at that point.
A 22-year-old dude when he's with an older, hot lady... She had to say,
why don't we just start all over?
Yep.
Oh. That's when Rosie walked
right,
in.
Right, and I said,
yep. Yeah. Ian, 100%.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, she wasn't happy with my boob song, but I thought it was a tribute.
Do you have it?
Yeah, it was released on his bra.
Yeah.
Or did Abbott?
Released on his bra.
Or did Abbott delete it?
Oh, he didn't delete my songs.
Why didn't she like that bit? She liked all of our stupid bits.
Yeah, she hated that one.
I don't know why.
She was mad about that.
I don't know why she hated that one. She understood we were just pure nonsense.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and we weren't even nonsensical as much then as we are now.
No, that was...
Back then we had rules.
That was, hey, let's take your calls for the next couple of hours. You think T-Jack should be quarterback on Sunday, or what do you do? Give us a call, and then it would be... Well, that was a fun 2 hours
of phone
calls. You guys
did that?
Oh, my God,
just phone
terrible.
Calls and sports.
Just terrible. It's horrible. I hated it. I'd listen to other shows during the break.
Mike and Mike was going to destroy you guys.
Well, we were told by a former coworker that Mike and Mike would destroy us. But think about that. Way back in the day, it would be like Abbott would be calling us going, Mike and Mike are having Joe Maurer on in 20 minutes. What are we going to do?
I know.
And the three of us would say, I guess we could start talking Twins. That was like our strategy.
Yeah.
Like 10, 12 years
think
ago.
Think about it. Now it's just penis talk.
Right. Now if somebody texted us going, hey, Mike and Mike in the morning are going to have Joe Maurer on in 20 minutes, we'd say, well, they're screwed.
Yeah, who? Good still on?
Good luck to them.
Yeah.
We're going to hit a bunch of buttons about a stranger, and Sauce is going to giggle like a moron.
How are you, stranger?
Yeah, this show's stupid.
Remember this?
Yeah.
On second down and goal. It's one of your best bits ever.
No, it's number one. This was the first thing I ever did, and I never did anything better.
And the thing that sucks is nobody that's listening now probably remembers who Henry Jones was. But it was brilliant.
The one who tackled just like a girl, Henry Jones, he won't need arbitration.
Yeah, of course it was.
Because he tackles like a dream girl's dance. You know, he dances
go
while
on.
The other team.
The Leaves scores. Line is the best.
He don't seem to mind at all. He's got cleat marks all over his uniform. Now we don't have a uniform.
Yeah, he could have met Allstott down
Allstott,
by the goal
holy balls.
Line.
Mike Allstott kicked ass.
No. No.
Why was I so mean?
I don't know.
No way.
It's funny.
He said, going in, Mr. Mike, sir. Do one of your end zone dances. I can't tackle. I'm Henry Jones.
This is mean.
Yeah. Get to the point.
Then he believed in me. Hell, he'll believe in anything.
R.I.P. Denny,
but
here it is.
I couldn't tackle falling leaves.
It's the best. That's my favorite line. No. I couldn't tackle falling leaves.
Henry Jones won't be missing any more tackles. He'll be working at Super America. May I help you? You can go ahead with Gas and Pump 3. There'll be no
brilliant.
More spotlights. He might be living in his car.
But
when you cannot make a tackle, you can't even play for Dennis Green.
It's a shot at Denny, too.
It's just terrible.
Why is that so terrible?
I'm so mean. I would never do that these
parody.
Days.
It's parody. It's sarcasm. It's funny.
I know.
You don't want Henry Jones to be dead. It's just a funny line.
Yeah, but, you know, he was driving home from Winter Park with a box full of his stuff.
Did they cut him?
Oh, yeah. That's why
I can make you feel so much better.
Why is that?
Nobody listened to this show
that's a great point.
In 2002.
You're right, because we were trying to do sports.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this.
It's time for the Power Trip Cast Quiz. We give you the castmates and the year the movie came out. You give us the movie. The castmates, Michael Caine and Scarlett Johansson. The year, 2006. The answer, right after this.
The Fan. You're listening to The Fan.
Answer to the Power Trip Cast Quiz. The castmates, Michael Caine and Scarlett Johansson. The year, 2006. The answer, The Prestige. And now, back to the Power Trip.
Great, great.
I love it.
Great, great movie.
So good.
Prestige is incredible.
Prestige worldwide.
Yep. Boats and hoes, man. Boats and hoes.
Before we get into all the other stuff we have to do, as I continue to revisit Victory Lane, put yourself in this spot. And Corey, you'll remember because you were there. I said to intern Babyface, I got a bit today. Do me a favor, go in the other room and make me an intro for my bit. Who said it? Okay, cool. I'll be right back.
All right. Okay, cool. I'll be right back.
And this is what he came up with.
Who said it? 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 Who said it?
Couple things about that. Number one, that's 10.5 seconds. There's no music.
Nope.
There's no sound bites. There's no sound effects. It's just him singing poorly for 10.52 seconds.
I like that.
Well, you learned everything you know from him.
Yeah.
Hey,
I wonder, here with you.
Who's older, you or him, I wonder? Do you think he's older than Babyface?
Yeah, he's older than Babyface.
Wow, imagine that.
I think Babyface is probably early 30s now. Something like that. That's my guess.
Highline.
And don't forget, Babyface also gave the world the great sports radio transition. Let's skate on over to the NHL.
That's the best.
Let's skate on over to the NHL. I hit that button for years.
Yeah.
Every time we would transition to hockey talk, I'd hit the button that just says,
I love that
let's
one.
Skate on over to the
let's
NHL.
Let's skate on over to the NHL.
It was the best.
Babyface, if you're out there, reach out to me, damn ya.
Yeah, come back in.
He's
relive
no longer
the glory
with
days.
This is part of his life he tries to forget, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Listen to this. And I wish I had the whole bit to this, but again, I think somebody above us deleted it. But man, do I love this.
And we can enjoy some pie.
Oh. That's one of the best.
Redneck laughs.
That was also in Bloomington, so that was 02 or 03 as well, right? That was a Bloomington
it
show
had to
for
be,
sure.
Yeah.
The way he
we
read that
in
04, story
right?
Yes,
is,
that's right.
Wasn't it about some guy who wanted some other guy to cut his nuts?
Yeah, no,
that's
no, that's exactly
did.
Right.
It was a
that's
castration
right.
party
yeah.
where they were finding each other online, somebody that would be willing to come over and castrate you, and then they put it in Tupperware.
Yep.
And then they enjoyed
they
some
pie. They ate some pie.
And
while
then they ate pie. While
they
sat there,
were joining the Unsullied.
And blood-stained blue jeans.
And we can enjoy some pie.
Man, did we get in trouble for that? You know,
did
I mean,
you really?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
oh,
we got
back
in trouble.
In the day, sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't be talking about
castration. Yeah, you don't need to be talking about
like
balls
that.
All the time.
Now they encourage you.
Talk more about Gus Frat.
Now they can't tell us no.
Right.
Right. Now we
when
just,
the ratings go down, they'll be mad at us again.
Well, yeah, of course.
I told Abbott yesterday, I said, we're going to Cleveland in April. I said, the whole show is. He said, for what? I said, well, Rage Against the Machine's probably getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we're going to Cleveland. He goes, I'll make the calls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, he because what is he going to do, say no to me?
Well, he's got...
He knows I'll tattle on him. I'll go right to Jeff Tyler, and Jeff gives me anything I want.
Yeah. We have to stay at a Four Seasons or better. He knows that, right?
Well, yeah, he understands how this thing works.
And we all four or five first class?
Of course. A couple in Wisconsin called 911 around 3:25 in the morning on Monday because she had been woken up by very loud sex noises coming from a car parked in front of her house. This is one of those stories that back in the day we would not have been allowed to talk about.
No, right.
Really?
So a cop came up and walked up on a... Pontiac Grand Am.
Oh, sweet car.
Because it's La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Hell yeah, man. Sweet car.
So they walked up on a Pontiac Grand Am and noticed that the windows were fogged up and the car was, as they like to say, a rockin'.
Well,
hell yeah.
What's the rule when the car is a rockin'?
Well, Stevie Ray will tell you, if the house is a rockin', don't bother knocking.
Right.
You love
well, this cop broke one of the unwritten rules because he came a knocking anyway. 21-year-old guy, Bailey... Putkemery.
Yeah, old Putkemery.
Yep.
Putkemery with a P.
That butt.
Bailey Putkemery. And 20-year-old Emily Scott didn't stop. Ooh. Even though the cop was knocking on the window saying, hello? Hello? Hey, Scotty's, stop for a second.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Slow
the cop
down.
Waited 5 minutes as they kept that car, that Pontiac Grand Am, a rockin'.
Is this guy like some kind of god?
Because he lasted 5 minutes. Finally, he flashed the old flashlight at him and said, get out of the car.
And then that guy flashed his flashlight at him.
Kind of, even worse. Bailey, again, Bailey's the guy in this scenario, was pissed off. He said that the, I'll change the word. He said the cop rooster blocked him.
Oh.
And told the cop you were going to give me blue balls.
Oh, the old BBs?
Yeah.
They were charged and arrested with lewd and lascivious behavior, and Bailey was also charged with disorderly conduct.
Charlie Baileyfield?
Mm. Yep.
Is that right?
You're thinking of Charlie Bailey Gates.
Gates, that's it. Charlie Bailey Gates.
Oh, really?
Me, myself, and Irene.
So
brilliant.
Good. Oh, so good.
So good.
When he loses it?
I know.
Oh.
It's a very complex proposal, and I really didn't understand it.
What's that?
A whole bunch of buttons from...
Yeah, I'm
13,
sorry.
14 years ago.
Yeah, I love it. I'm having fun here. I may be the only one, but
anyway, how about the Scotties?
How about
there?
The Scotties, man?
Getting
don't
after
don't
it.
Don't yeah. BB him.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Yeah, don't let him, you know.
It's the greatest day of Bailey's life. He's 21 years old. He lives in Wisconsin. This is the pinnacle of his 21 years on
right.
Earth.
Hell yeah.
This is he's got nothing to look forward to now. This is it.
Jesus.
Okay.
Am I speaking Chinese?
No.
Right, he's going to work the Lineys tour starting tomorrow.
Right. Well, at least he's employed.
That's the greatest ever.
Oh, was that a
PA? Yeah.
PA.
That's the greatest ever.
And there's a little bit of doobie back in the background if you listen.
That's the greatest ever. Randy Moss!
Wow. That was a Randy Moss touchdown call.
From his first run
here.
Had
to be. Yeah, did he score
not
in
round
a second?
Number two.
Yeah, it was from 10:15 of 2:02. 2002, I should say, not 2:02.
Jeez.
How about that? Remember this? I think we started the show like this every day.
What a play that I'm getting the out of here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're not going to recover Greg Graham, if you're just going to let him drive by you, if the rest of you are going to let him catch the ball outside the 3-second lane,
then I'm
and
leaving.
Drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him,
then
I'm leaving.
Leaving you guys will run to you.
Do you can't even suffer. Now, I'm tired of this. I'm sick and tired of an 8-10 record. I'm tired of losing to Purdue. I'm not here to f*** around this week.
Nope.
Now, you may be.
But I'm not.
I'm not. Now, I'm going to guarantee you that if we don't play up there Monday night, you aren't going to believe the next 4 days.
Wow.
Now, I am not here to get my ass beat on Monday. Now, you better understand that right now.
Wow.
This is absolute bullshit. Now, I'll run your ass right into the
will.
I mean, I'll run you. You'll think last night was a picnic.
Couple things. You guys still played that when I was on here. Everyone says, though, all of his players were great people. And they were gentlemen, and they learned a lot.
Well, they were afraid not to be.
Well, of course, you had no other choice. How can you yell at people like that? Was that after you guys brought up castration stories? Was that out of it? Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How long are you going to talk?
Yeah, no, I need to find Fargo Flash's old Fargo Flash sound. He just texted me. I forgot he's coming in today. He wants to stay on Wednesdays.
He does want to stay on Wednesdays.
Well, at least for this week.
Okay.
Sure. That's fine.
Do you want to hear another sludgy song?
Yeah. I love these.
The sludgy song.
It's not your best work.
That's not bad, though.
That's lazy.
That's a pretty good Eddie Vedder.
It's accurate, though.
Yeah, it's safe.
I didn't say it wasn't accurate. It's just not very creative.
I get another one for you.
Sludge sucks.
Yeah. Equally as lazy.
Sludge sucks.
You know, but it's simple.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Simple songs are the hard ones to write.
Right. For sure.
Yeah, so you guys said that about Tom Petty.
That's right. Yeah.
How many people had ever written two songs like that called Sludge Sucks?
Sludge sucks. Sludgy sucks. Oh my gosh, the sludgy sucks.
Yeah.
They hated you.
Oh.
Sludgy sucks.
Would you have a whole, like.
Yeah.
Album?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Sludge, kiss my big behind.
You say behind. That's how.
That's how old it is.
Well, but that's also how, like.
Yeah, I was under the thumb.
Tame you were.
Yeah.
Now you.
What's this bit? I don't remember this one.
Sludgy took a drink and he went down, down.
Oh, yeah, after the
just
first
a little
class.
Sip and he went down, down. Now inside his pants there is some poo, poo.
Okay.
Yes, sludgy went down.
Yeah, not your best work either.
It's not bad, though.
2007. Wow, that was 10 years ago that you went down for the count.
That was the 35W bridge collapse.
Holy moly, I'll never forget that.
It was the next morning. Yeah, that was terrifying.
Yeah. What'd you do, take a sip of pop or something?
Yeah, I won't bore you with the whole story, but the gist of it is I hadn't eaten in something like 20 hours because Lake and I had our show the night before thrown off. We were supposed to be downtown for, I think that was the Al Jefferson press conference, like all the new players from Boston were coming over because they had traded Kevin Garnett.
Right.
And we were down at Target Center, the whole place is packed with media, and then one by one, media members were getting phone calls to leave, like, with cameras. We're like, what's going on here? Like, a bridge collapsed. We're like, what bridge? So, long story longer, we basically did a bridge show to update people on what was going on with the 35W bridge, what we were hearing, what we were learning. So, I think we were on the air for 2 or 3 hours just kind of keeping people up to date. I went home, went to bed, didn't eat anything. Came back the next morning. We were obviously as a show going to react to it. I cracked open a Coke Zero, ice cold Coke Zero. First sip, something went straight to my head and I just dropped.
And he was out.
I remember, because I have a tendency to black out. I do it about once a year, maybe twice a year if it's a bad year. I remember like starting to fade, so I leaned forward, and the next thing I knew, I was on the ground, and Langdon Perry and Chris Hockey were over the top of me going, dude, you're all right, you're all right. And Langdon was not in the room when I started to fade, so I had no idea where I was, no idea how long I was out.
That means you fell over. Chris ran out the
hallway. No, he knocked on the door because Langdon was in that window behind you.
Oh.
Yeah. So Chris basically banged on the glass like, come help me. So he had to run all the way around.
Sure, sure.
And so obviously for me, a devastating collapse. Not quite the same level of devastation as the 35W bridge collapse, but pretty crappy day for me as well.
I can remember, and I'll have to take my headphones off to do it. But I can remember because he was sitting in the chair, and he goes like this. He goes, he popped it, and he took a drink, and he goes.
Yeah, I leaned forward.
Really?
And then lost it.
I thought he was joking. I mean, it was so like cartoonish
and,
that I thought it was a
kidding.
Joke. And then he laid there.
And the doctors, so I asked the doctors because I told them exactly what happened. And they sounded like they were guessing, but they basically think that my system just short-circuited.
Right.
That something, it just triggered and every nerve in my body and brain just said, let's take a break.
Yeah.
And I just.
Did you pee your pants?
According to that song, I had a little poo in my pants. Oh. That was not accurate.
I do remember that this is a little known fact about that. I don't know how I got here so quick, but this is Rosie.
Oh!
That actually is when we recorded that, as he came in to work that day. It wasn't even a Tuesday or Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday, but he just wanted to laugh at Corey laying there passed out.
I called him in before Langdon.
Yeah. Can I tell you one other thing about this story that I don't know if I've ever mentioned this or not. If you remember, after a couple of minutes, I'm like, all right, I think I'm all right. I'm all right. Like, I feel normal. And all of you were like, nope, you're going to the hospital. Yeah, you're going. I'm going, well, I think I'm okay. I really, really think I'm okay. And they're like, you didn't see it. You have to go. So you shouldn't drive yourself to the hospital. You just basically collapsed. So there was a Cities 97 intern or producer that I had never met. I'd maybe walked past him in the hallway a couple times. And they were like, hey, he's going to bring you to the hospital. I'm like, all right. So awkward car ride because we didn't really know each other. Even worse, just to make sure I was all right, he like came with me into the actual doctor's office. So when the doctor's like, all right, go ahead, take off your shirt. I'm like, at the end of the day, I felt so awkward for him more than me because he's like, why am I here?
Right.
And I'm like, no big deal, man, just... Yeah. Topless dude, we worked together, no big deal. It was just so, he just sat there like, should I leave? Why am I even in the room? I'm not your wife.
But nice
he
tease.
He was very nice. He just, what an awkward spot for that dude to be in.
God, I wonder who that, I have no idea. I don't remember that at all. I remember that telling you had to go to the hospital, but I don't remember that dude at all. I wonder who it was. I wonder if he's listening right now.
How long were you out?
What'd you say, 45 seconds probably, maybe?
Yeah, at least 45 seconds. I mean, it was quite a bit. It was long enough, again, for Langdon to see through the window and come all the way around here. And
try to shake me awake.
And we teabagged him, both of us. So, I mean,
the Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Join Meat Sauce at the Hope for Tomorrow Golf Tournament on October 16th at the TPC Twin Cities. Proceeds benefit programs to help kids with seizures, such as those run by the Epilepsy Foundation of Minnesota. Register today, KFAN.com, keyword community.
You guys, I've seen...
epileptic seizures, by the way.
God, you have no idea how many people have walked up to me and said that. Oh, well. You know what? I'm not going to be worried about it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. It's National Taco Day. I feel good about that.
By the way, I gave you credit. Even though you said it wrong, so I had to buzz you on Friday.
Yeah, right.
Honestly, to figure that out after one clue, that was an impressive piece of initials playing.
Yeah.
Just didn't say it right. But man. And then, of course, everybody was half listening, so even AJ was like, man, how did he say it wrong? Because I want to ring in, but now I don't know what he said.
And it was Todd that got it, right?
Yeah, it was Todd, that was the one he got.
Yes.
And that would have been the one for me to eyeball.
But the only way to make it more embarrassing than epileptic seizure was to have AJ, epileptic seizure. That's what he just said.
Yeah. So say it for me right again.
Epileptic seizure with a P. Epileptic seizure.
Damn.
Very close.
What was the one we thought we caught him on?
Egon Spengler.
Which, if you think about it, and I thought of this on our way back. You said it, Hockey. So what happens then? AJ just rings in and gets it if I'd said it wrong? You know what I mean?
Well, I guess it's technically whoever would have said their name, if somebody would have been paying attention and got AJ, Egon Spangler.
But he said it, though.
Or worst case, you throw it out.
Right. Worst case, we would have thrown it out. Hey, speaking of initials, our buddy Cy Amundsen makes his initials debut on Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Is someone gone, or is he just adding?
Nope, just going to be a fifth.
Nice.
He, Comedy Central special from about a year ago. He's had one of those half-hour comedy specials on Comedy Central, and he's got a new CD out that he wants to promote. So we're like, yeah, come on in, play initials. He likes the game. He thinks he can roll.
I think he might be all right.
We'll find out.
Yeah, I don't think he'll feel the pressure.
No.
Speaking of feeling the pressure, I did Vikings karaoke yesterday with Paul Allen and Wabi.
That's what I heard. I heard that was on the docket.
Both sit in the front seat.
No, but PA was super nervous.
Why?
I don't know.
He sings all the time.
That's what I said.
On his show.
I have no idea. And he said he was like rehearsing before. He's like, "You're going to sing this part. You're going to sing." I said,
"No. That's not how we do it. We just roll."
He's like, "I don't know the lyrics to that." I'm like, "Well, yeah."
Right.
Chris never
knows the lyrics.
I've never heard an Usher song outside of that car.
Right.
So,
and who
but
cares?
It was funny. It just turned out to be very funny.
I've told you the Chris this before, and Corey mentioned it, I think, at the stadium on Sunday. When you don't know the lyrics, the best thing in the world to do is watch your hands because you start drumming with them or finger gunning with them, or you're very you're silently verbal with your hands.
Yeah, well,
because you don't know the lyrics.
I had pointed out that my favorite thing about your Vikings karaoke on the big screen at the U.S. Bank Stadium is that when you're jamming real hard with one of the Vikings and you guys are kind of getting in the groove, a lot of times you will remove your hands from the wheel and start dancing.
Yeah, you do that.
I'm good at driving with me old dong.
Yes, you are. Who's driving the car?
Yeah, look who's driving the boat.
It's probably a Luther car. Here we go.
And now it's time for What Really Matters, brought to you by LutherAuto.com.
Hey, thanks, LutherAuto.com. Well, that sucked. The game took 17 hours, and the Yankees won anyway. 8-4 over the Minnesota Twins, eliminating the Twins and ending their season. That was the AL wildcard game. The Twins led 3-0 midway through the first inning. And we're outscored 8-1 the rest of the way. The Yankees move on. The Twins are done. What really matters is this.
I mentioned a moment ago, today is National Taco Day. More than 95% of Americans say they like tacos.
I'm in the 5%. I've never had one. Never will.
So good.
They're so good.
And tacos
Everything
for me
about them.
Are essentially at the top of the list of foods that I will never eat because, like, the wet meat looking it's the smell and the texture. Yeah. Everything about a taco is what freaks me out about food. It is the last food I think I will ever try.
Not only are tacos good, but like taco salads are the best salads.
Oh, man.
Like sloppy joes, things that look wet in
sloppy.
Oh, God. How do you guys eat that stuff?
Sloppy Joe's whale.
So that's the last thing you'll try. Is there something that you're close to trying? Like, that is intriguing.
Yes. Yep.
That's intriguing. Group chat claimed that I tried it like 13 years ago.
What happened to them?
Who cares?
Mm.
The NHL regular season starts tonight with four games, including the defending champion Pittsburgh Penguins hosting Mike Yeo and the St. Louis Blues. What really matters is this.
Is there any more Reese Cups?
Oh, my favorite.
The most popular taco filling is carne asada, which I believe is steak. Is
that's
that
correct,
right?
Yeah.
Cor, I know you don't eat it yourself, but you go there a lot.
Chipotle?
What is the Chipotle meat of the family?
My wife likes barbacoa.
Yeah, barbacoa.
That's the answer.
She goes white rice, black beans, barbacoa, but only about half of what they normally get. She only likes some barbacoa, not a ton.
Oh, okay.
And then she just goes sour cream and lettuce. So it's a pretty basic barbacoa bowl.
If I want to watch the guy struggle, I get double barbacoa.
Yeah.
And just see him try to make a burrito out of that.
I was feeling good about myself on Friday because I put on some clothes that hadn't fit in a while. So what did I do?
Naturally,
I went and ate.
Yeah, of course. That's what you do.
I got chicken and steak.
Oh, my God.
No rice.
I don't cross the streams.
But
like
I get a bowl and just shake it up like Taylor Swift. I didn't really have an answer.
Shake it off.
Shake it up. What do you mean? I don't understand what you mean.
You take the top.
Shake it up was the cars. It.
Yeah.
Up?
Yeah.
So you it's literally good. Shake it up?
Yeah. Great song.
Like a mixed salad show.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those?
Oh, hell yeah.
Something about having it, you know.
Guac, in a, lettuce.
Whoa. In a little in a little wrapping does it for me. I like the bowls, don't get me wrong. And you get more food if you get a bowl. Because they just go crazy if you ask for
nuts.
Double meat.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
it's almost too much.
Hey, who cares, right? It's just money.
Yeah, but I need it to look like a car.
Guac, cheese, lettuce.
To look like a what?
A car. It looks like if you put wheels on it, you could drive some.
It's so
how big.
Big
they are sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes like they need another wrapping to wrap it up. It's so much stuff in there.
That's the best.
That's when you know you.
I was
go
behind
home.
On Friday. I was behind a couple that it was their first time.
Oh my.
And the line just clogged crazy, up right? behind us.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
on a Friday
I'm behind
night,
them every time they
like
go to McDonald's.
6:30. I'm like, oh, God. Of course, I'm crabby because I hate everything. But I got through, sat there, ate by myself.
Great story.
It wasn't. It was pointless.
What do we got in the 7 o'clock hour?
Oh, good point.
I have a couple pairs of tickets to give away to see Chris Stapleton this weekend,
oh,
I believe, right, Chris?
Yeah, man.
I think it is
Chris
this weekend.
This Saturday, dude.
This Saturday.
Where's he playing?
Oh, he's playing at the X.
XL Energy Center. Yeah. We'll talk about the Twins' loss at the end of their season.
I wish I was
And then we'll get to Vikings news at 7:40. That's your Lexus lineup.
Whoa,
brought to you.
You left out one big one.
Bye.
Two big ones.
Who that?
What Justin Gonzemius.
And Fargo.
And Pear Bear.
And the Pear Bear.
And
I'm usually not here at this point.
Yeah, he thinks it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we have some horrible news for Chris Hockey.
No!
Horrible news.
Massive devastation for Chris Hockey.
What? Well, tell me now.
Like, no, we'll tell you right after
like
the break.
Day ruining news.
Well, tell me now.
No. We'll tell you next.
Well, this is horrible.
We'll tell you
the
next.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
From the holiday stations.
Join Corey Cove and Justin Garden at Halston Entertainment in Minneapolis Monday, October 9th for a Monday night football party to see the Purple play Chicago. There will be food, drinks, prizes, and more. Details, kfan.com, keyword events.
How long are you going to talk?
Wait, say that again. I hit that button right over the top of
really did,
the whole
yeah.
read.
Yeah.
So Gerdzy and I are going to be where? Halston Entertainment next Monday?
I lost it.
Would you say something about free food and beer? Okay. Monday night? Anybody write that down? What did he say? It was me and Gerdzy doing what?
I wasn't Halston? Listening.
Okay, so me and Gerdzy, I'm going to write this down so I don't forget. Gerdzy and me, Halston Entertainment, Monday night for Minnesota versus Chicago. Got it. Thanks, AJ. I appreciate it, man.
How long are you going to talk?
Where's Pear Bear?
See, that's why I didn't tease him.
Yeah,
he's getting coffee.
Yeah. Oh, he's getting coffee.
I'm hoping.
I got faith in Parrish.
If he's not, then hint, hint.
Right on cue. See, there he is.
Hey.
You doubted him.
Hey.
See, you doubted
Perry.
Him.
Perry!
Hi, Pear Bear.
I want that reaction every time I walk into a room.
Norm!
I'm the only one that believed in you.
We were literally just ripping you.
I wasn't listening.
No
so we
way.
Thought,
we thought you
no
caught
way.
Us.
No way. You guys are making fun of me. I don't believe that at all.
Thank you.
Look at Pear Bear over there.
Not even a little.
Hi, baby coffee. Love. How are you?
Wait, so when
he's
are we
adorable.
Gonna, when are we going to ruin Hockey's Day?
We could probably do it, I don't know, before we do Fan 5. How's that sound?
Hey. I have a bed for you guys, too. Something smells like food. Did he bring food in?
Coffee?
I don't know.
No, it smells like food.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
No.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Oh, crap.
And I need all of you
I don't
to
know.
Stop what you're doing
don't ruin my
and
day.
Listen.
Don't ruin my day.
Sounds like it's official.
Oh, no.
According to multiple sources, not only is the twin season over,
oh, no.
It's also over officially for Sex and the City 3.
What? What the hell? Who would, can they not get funding? Can we start a Kickstarter page?
There was a Sex in the City 2?
Yeah, what? Chris what? Cried at it.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a great movie. Like, literally, you've got to see it. It's
one
good.
Of the worst movies of all time.
You can skip it, Mark.
I promise you I will.
Come on, dude. Don't be mean. Everybody's
I didn't,
mean to me today.
I'm just being honest.
We went and saw it, and I will give him credit. It was an emotional scene.
I told you. That's the thing. And I don't care if you make fun of
but
me.
But it was
I
the
cry.
First time.
I
but it was the first time where, you know, I'd been on the show, and they're like, he cries everything. I'm like, no. And I look over and I'm like,
yeah.
He is. He's
well, yeah,
crying.
I was crying. So what?
I got a couple of buddies. They're brothers, actually, and they will cry at anything.
Yeah,
not
like
him.
No, I like it. I like
well,
to
we
cry.
Sobbed at that one movie, The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, yeah, you have to. But it's good for you. Get the poison
so
out.
Why isn't it working?
What?
The movie.
Why is there no
yeah,
Sex in the City 3?
Yeah, let me get well, back to that. Do I need to start a Kickstarter
well,
campaign?
So there's a big argument now between Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker because
oh,
they
no.
were claiming...
We don't need Kim Cattrall.
They were claiming that Cattrall
yeah,
was the one
do.
Who was being a diva about it and she had pretty crazy demands. And now she's saying that she's a little mad at Sarah Jessica Parker for saying that because that's not the case. That there's just other reasons why it's fallen apart. I don't know if it's script related or funding
wasn't
or
that?
Who knows.
And I've seen every episode... Isn't that why the series stopped? Was because Kim Cattrall wanted to be paid as much as Sarah Jessica Parker?
Don't
probably.
Know.
Great
hey,
show.
Speaking of that, can I blow your mind with a stat? How about this, Mark Parrish?
Bring it on.
Game of Thrones budget. Your thoughts? Small or probably pretty big?
By now it's got to be
gigantic,
huge,
right?
Yeah.
About $10 million an episode is what Game of Thrones costs, which is exactly how much it costs at the end of Friends per episode.
What?
Wow.
Because all six of them were making $1 million plus other things that cost money to make a TV show. Game of Thrones and Friends roughly cost the same amount of money to make. $10 million an episode.
With all the 3D, how is that impossible?
That's the number, I guess. $10 million apiece.
Put that toward Sex and the City 3.
No. Make more episodes of Friends or Thrones way before Sex and the City 3.
I'm going to go with
120,000% with Corey.
Mark gets it. He's a smart guy. Mark's smart.
Yeah, but you'd go see Sex and the City 3.
Apparently I'm not going to get to because Kim C is being a B.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Well, you know what? Honestly, we don't need her. You know what? How about we just say her character died in a terrible accident?
Well, isn't it most likely that she got an STD and probably passed
absolutely
away?
Absolutely, something involving a wiener.
Oh.
Right.
Am I right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm PO'd. I was looking forward to that.
Needle nose Ned the head over there. Am I right?
Right.
When in the second movie, when the dude that Hayden is it?
Yeah, why are you looking at me? Hayden. I don't know who
you
was
guys
in the second
have
one.
Seen it?
I didn't see either Sex and the City film.
You watch it for one reason and one reason only. Yeah, I've seen it. Who cares? But when,
what was the reason I would watch it?
Hooters.
You're watching it. Yeah, you're well that, and you're watching it with somebody.
I'm not.
Hooters.
But when What's-His-Face comes back,
yeah,
Hayden, I think his name is, in Dubai, where they are.
Yep.
Hayden the look, because we went and saw it with Jill, and the look on Gyllenhaal's face was just—it was
touching.
Yeah, when he comes back to fall in love with Sarah Jessica Parker's character, whatever her name is, Steve, and they fall in love.
Her name is not Steve,
but it was. Hockey just goes.
Well,
right when he
I mean, it was.
Steve.
Come on, you admit it. It was touching.
Yeah, I didn't put two and two together at that point.
No, you couldn't add.
It was a tricky plot.
You guys want to play a game? I know we got sports stuff.
Yeah, let's do. Yeah, I like games.
Okay, good.
I never get to play them. Show.
I like it because we got Chris Stapleton tickets to give away, and I didn't want to just these aren't like some rotten band tickets. These are important tickets.
My guess is Parrish, you're a Stapleton fan.
Yeah, you seem
like a Stapleton.
You going?
Guy. You're wearing a Zach Brown shirt for guys.
I just kind of was going to ask that. I didn't know he was coming. Where is he? What time?
Giant
fan.
Does What's-His-Face work for him so we can go backstage?
Yes.
Good old What's-His-Face?
Chief.
And guys, we are a week.
I saw Chief the other day. Did I tell you that?
We are week and a day away from 311.
Ellie?
Yeah.
Sweet. I bet he was smiling.
Greatest band in the world a week from tomorrow.
Who that?
311, The Myth.
The Angry Dragons.
When are they playing, Rosie?
They play every night.
They open up for Imagine Dragons.
Yep.
The Angry
Dragons. What's their first song?
Todd Sauce. It's called Todd Sauce.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
You have to whisper it.
Yep.
I'm not doing that.
Anyway, Stapleton tickets on the line.
Yeah, we got Stapleton. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a little game of Chris Stapleton trivia. Now, here's the thing. The callers call in, and we get four callers, and they get to pick each of one of you. The first person gets to pick somebody. The second person, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm going to give you guys a test, multiple choice, and whoever gets the most answers correct.
About Chris Stapleton?
Winner. Yeah.
The only thing I know about him is his name.
Multiple choice.
I know his genre.
Is that going to help?
Stop screaming.
Unless you say, like, Chris Stapleton is from Texas. What's the capital of Texas?
You can't go get him yet. You got to play this game.
Then I have a shot.
Come on.
Bismarck?
Yeah, Bismarck, Texas. Huh? I love Bismarcks, by the way. Donuts,
are
right?
You kidding? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Pick up a line, whatever. I don't care. Pick
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, Jesse from Moorhead.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Jesse.
How's it going?
Hey, Jesse, it's good to hear you. Are you a Stapleton guy?
I'm a Stapleton guy.
Well, hell yeah, you are. You got you get to either choose from Parrish, Corey, Saucy, or AJ. One of them is going to represent you in the game in a multiple choice game about Chris Stapleton. So you got to pick somebody.
I think I'm going to go with Parrish. I think he'll know the most about Stapleton.
There you go. Okay, good choice. That's who I would have chosen.
Jesse online, too.
We'll find that out.
Good morning.
Jesse's
What's your name?
He's asleep.
Mike.
Hey, Mike, where are you from?
Hey, I'm from Edina.
Mike Edina. Okay. Medina or Edina?
Ma.
Oh, good. Gotcha. Home of Polaris.
Medina. Gotcha.
I love it.
Not Edina. Mike, who do you want?
Who's available? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear
Parrish is off the board, so it's
Corey, Saucy,
or AJ.
Let's go Stassi.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. No, definitely. Okay. I was going to say, I definitely should be the last pick, but AJ could easily be the last pick as well.
It's multiple choice.
He doesn't know anything about Stapleton. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, my name is Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. Where are you from?
Hey, I'm from River Falls, Wisconsin.
River Falls, Wisconsin.
Been wasted there.
Drunken Scotty. Right on. Brandon, who do you want?
Corey or AJ?
Let's go with Corey.
All right, that's a
horrible
decision, but good luck to Brandon. I'm going to try to win you those tickets. I will do my best.
We've got...
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Nick.
Hi, Nick. Where are you from, Nick?
I'm from Mound.
Nick from Mound.
So right scene
and you are stuck with AJ.
And you're stuck
that's
with
fine.
AJ.
All right. Gonna win it for
he works in the building.
His name.
So Jesse, Mike, Brandon, and Nick, they have all made their selections. Yeah. Pear Bear, what does it feel like to be drafted first on this show? That doesn't happen real often.
Very, very strange. Oh, okay. It almost makes me feel awkward.
It does.
Now these are
it's like
questions.
The upside down.
The reason I didn't do this with the listeners because they would just Google it right up.
Well, of course.
These are multiple tours.
Multiple tours?
Multiple whores.
Yeah. Oh,
all
yeah.
four of us are just whores.
Just a good night. It's multiple choice.
In our own way.
Okay. So we're going to see who gets the most right out of five. Are you ready? Multiple choice. Here we go.
So we have to write it down?
Write it down.
I don't have a pen. Neither does Parrish. I didn't know we were taking
three ways.
All right, you know what? You don't have to write it down. But don't say your answer until I call on you, okay? Question number one.
Well, no, you have to write it down. Otherwise, they're going to change their answer.
Oh, take them some GD pens.
Sorry, they're not prepared.
Here.
Well, I didn't know we were taking a pop quiz.
We do not have a pen.
This game is running very smoothly.
It's 2017.
What does
Who
that have
writes
to do?
Anymore?
What? What is this, caveman
Why
time?
Why am I Sandy?
Why am I Sandy?
What? Oh, Sandy. Yeah.
Wash it off.
You were the kid that showed up for the standardized testing. I don't have a number two pencil.
What is this?
I didn't need to.
Sauce needs a lot of testing.
Great joke for four people out there. Okay, here we go.
They're dying.
Question number one. Chris Stapleton's middle name is the same as the first name of one of the chipmunks.
This is true or false?
Is it Alvin, Simon, or Theodore? Alvin, Simon, or Theodore? Write down your answer. Question two.
We're doing it like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Chris Stapleton was born in the year 1968, 1978, or 1988? 68, 78, 88. Write down your answer. Chris Stapleton was once in a bluegrass band that was pretty famous. They had a record deal and toured. Was that name of that band Steel Heart, Steel Drivers, or Steel City? Hold on. Can't read my writing.
This game's running very smoothly.
I'm going to put B because I didn't.
What, Meat Sauce put this together?
That's mean.
To who? You or him?
No, him. Don't say that about him.
I'm sorry,
him.
The Steel City Singers.
Why is everybody mean to each other today?
I don't know. I can tell you, but I don't want to fight.
Uh-oh.
Born in... what city? I'm sorry. Steelheart, Steel Drivers, or Steel City Singers? One of those three bands. Which one was it? Up next, Chris Stapleton was born in which city? Huntsville, Alabama, Lexington, Kentucky, or Carlsbad, California? Huntsville, Lexington, Carlsbad. And then finally, one of these three things is true about Chris Stapleton in high school. Which one was it? He was valedictorian? He was a football star, or he was a dropout. Valedictorian, football star, or dropout.
That's a wide range.
Thank you!
You covered a lot of bases.
I did,
didn't
I? I covered some bases. So question number one. And do we have to exchange papers, or can we please be honest?
I think we can be honest.
Yeah, we can.
Sauce?
Yeah.
Chris Stapleton's middle name.
I don't know if I feel good about any of the five.
I'm not very confident in any of them either.
Chris Stapleton's middle name, same as one of the chipmunks. His middle name is...
I wrote Simon.
Alvin. His middle name is Alvin.
I guess Theodore.
Anybody get that right?
I went with Theodore as well.
I went Simon.
Everybody got
so
that wrong?
So we all got it wrong. Okay, Simo. So we're all even. Right.
Yep. Chris Stapleton was born in the year?
78.
I also said 78.
78.
I went 88.
78 it is.
Pear Bear.
Good call.
So three of us have one.
That's right.
Pear Bear zero.
You were picked first?
He was.
Uh-oh. Oh, wow.
Never have it again.
Chris was in a bluegrass band by the name of...
I wrote B. I went with A, Steelheart.
I said Steel City Singers.
I wrote B.
Parrish.
Steelheart.
Steel Drivers.
Nobody.
Is that B?
Wait, is that B?
That was B.
So Sauce.
Sauce pulls into the lead.
Sauce takes the lead.
Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable. It's an upset of major proportions if he does this. He was born in the city of Lexington, Kentucky.
I wrote that, too.
I got that one.
Oh, so that's just the answer?
That's the answer.
I went California just because it sounded like the least likely that he was going to be born from. So I went opposite, and it was wrong. So
where'd you go? Corey read my mind.
Yeah, you took California as well?
Yep.
But it didn't sound like that's where he would be from, so I swung for the
fence.
That's
exactly what I
Saucy and AJ got it right.
Which means Sauce basically locks it up unless AJ gets number five right and Sauce gets it wrong.
Chris Stapleton was valedictorian, football star, or dropout?
I guess football star, not that it matters.
Football.
I said dropout.
He was the valedictorian.
Sauce
is the winner!
Well, we're used to that.
Which means Mike from Medina. Mike, you are the winner.
All right.
I didn't even get one.
Tie down.
Stand home, Mike.
Paris didn't get one.
Congratulations.
Mike, stand home, man. You
You're
get to go see Chris
winner,
Stapleton.
Mike. Did you guys like that game? We'll do it again later if you like. No? Okay, peace out.
I like it.
I just want toaster strudels in there here.
Yeah, he'll be here in a minute.
Yes.
Did the Twins win or did the Twins lose?
The Twins absolutely lost. 8-4 to the New York Yankees. They led 3-0.
Can I ask a question?
Lost 8-4.
And Rosie, this laugh will be needed in a minute here. Why are we not talking about how Gary Sanchez got hit in the seeds?
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
Pretty devastating. I mean,
like,
it was a direct
to the
hit.
Point where David Robertson, the pitcher, about had a heart attack.
Like, instantly. That GIF that CJ Zero guy on Twitter put together.
Yeah.
Oh. Where it's the slow-mo of Sanchez getting hit in the seeds and
the
then Robertson's reaction.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Yeah, that looked really bad.
And it was, you know, we don't have to get graphic, I guess,
no, go
but
ahead.
Above the cup, which appeared to be too large, and it pushed it down, so the cup did no good.
If we're going to talk penis real quick, if you want a gut laugh, like a legit gut laugh, but this is hardcore not safe for work.
Oh, God.
Deadspin has...
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, of course.
It's hilarious. Deadspin has a guy finishing a marathon.
Oh, yeah,
Chris.
We watched
oh my
it.
God, is it funny?
Have you seen it too? It's Parrish. So Parrish and Gazemus.
Everything is out.
A guy is finishing a marathon with, of course, very, very short shorts, right? He's a distance runner.
Yeah.
Sure.
And clearly either doesn't know or doesn't care, or one of the two or both, that all of it is out. The final minute and a half, if not longer, but the video is a minute and a half of him finishing the race. He has zero idea. It's fully exposed. Not just like not just a piece. It is front and center.
All the
and
junk.
He is running as fast as he can to get the best time and do the best he can. And the people that are clapping for him, but then the looks on their face when they realize what just ran by him, I promise you, you will gut laugh.
But
do
it.
Not watch it at work because it's full-blown, full frontal male nudity for almost two straight minutes.
It's a schlong shot.
It is hilarious.
It's all out.
Twin Cities? Was it Twin Cities?
No, I don't
somewhere.
Know where it was.
I think it was in Greece or someplace like that, but...
It's hard not to gut laugh the whole time.
It sounds like a European movie.
Because he's running as fast as he can.
And I don't know how there wasn't some wind drag.
But how do you, like, ask yourself this, ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself this. Have you ever seen it at full speed, at a full speed sprint?
No.
Remember George Carlin had the joke
actually,
about, have you ever seen
it? Yesterday when Antia was here and Rosen was coming to the studio.
There you go. Remember George Carlin used to have the joke, like, he would like to see a guy crapping while running at a full sprint. So then the guys from Jackass played that soundbite and did it.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious. This is basically what that guy did with this. Exposing his junk and then running at full speed.
And he didn't, I don't know if he...
Absolutely not intentional.
I don't know how
he
didn't know.
You can tell he doesn't notice.
At that point, you hurt so bad you don't care.
Your
whole
body. Exactly. Fargo Flash, Justin Gonzemius to talk Gopher football right after this in The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Well, we all thought it was going to be a wrap it up, I'll take it kind of a situation with the Gophers game last week.
Oh, my God.
You blew it!
They blew it like the Twins blew it last night, 8-4 to the Yankees. Maryland, just 13.5-point underdogs, and they flat out won.
Well, I hope it's not like the show today. When I showed up today, guys, to make the toast for Shirtles.
Yeah.
Which are amazing, by the way.
Apple almost today, started a fire.
Ooh, did they?
I could only make two of the six. So, Abbott, if you're listening, please buy a new $10 toaster. So if that was the start, like the Gopher game, I showed up last week, kind of got a peek inside the locker room a bit, hung out, and you could tell from the start, Hawk, it wasn't going to be good.
Yeah.
You could feel it. And again, that's why it's such a tough job to coach 18 to 22-year-old kids, and there's only 12 Saturdays. You need to show up and be ready on all 12 Saturdays, but sometimes they just don't show up. And last Saturday was one of them.
Man.
So we have actually a little bit of Gopher news, by the way, as well. Demaree Croft back on roster, right? As
help.
The third-string quarterback. He's listed behind Seth Green, so
got to earn your way back to two. Earn your way back to two. I mean, I think he did what he needed to do and corrected his actions, but you got to start from the bottom. You got to work yourself back up into that number two position. They would have loved to have him last week because the way that teams can focus on stopping our zone read, it's really not a zone read. It's a handoff to Rodney Smith or Shannon Brooks. So to keep that defense honest, you have to have a quarterback that you're either willing to expose to injury by having him keep it, or he has to want to keep it. Demaree Croft would want to keep it and run. He's a better runner than Connor Rota. So, again, to make that zone read, you got to have a defense be honest, and you have to have not equal carries, but enough carries by the quarterback to keep the defense on guard. But, you know, it was a disappointing week because, probably the biggest disappointment for me is, and again, I don't think we had a true barometer on how this team was through the first 3 weeks. The thing that we were excited about was this 3-4 defense. And, again, we don't get into a lot of this technical talk, but a 3-4 defense is only used really by one Big Ten team. That's Wisconsin. They recruit for it. When P.J. Fleck got here, he's a 4-3 defense kind of guy. But given the talent that they had, so not a lot of defensive linemen, a lot of athletic linebackers, they said, gosh, given the talent we have at Minnesota, we're going to go to a 3-4 defense for that first year. And through the first 3 weeks, we loved it. Number one or two scoring defense in the country and this and that. Well, last week, that scheme, not just the personnel not being ready, that scheme was a bit exposed. And so if that's the barometer for how the season goes against a Rutgers team, or excuse me, a Maryland team, it could be a long year. So hopefully that scheme can shore itself back up, because you can't change scheme in week five. It is what it is. But to me, that was a little bit of a, oh gosh, this change in scheme maybe won't work. And that's just the Maryland's. Wait till you start playing like Michigan and those types of opponents.
So I don't know how often you deal with pessimists, but if you ever run into a pessimist and somebody says, hey, look, fool's gold, right? They did what they're supposed to do against three non-conference opponents, but wait till they get to the Big Ten, and then you're a 13.5-point favorite at home, and you get rolled. If said pessimist said, Justin, doesn't this mean basically that they're going to get exposed the rest of the Big Ten season as well with a pretty tough schedule? What would you say to a person like that?
They could. I think the great thing for the Minnesota team is when you look, and I'm seeing this before the game, when you look at the Big Ten West, and we talked about this during the opening show, the Big Ten West is such a winnable part of the conference, because when you look at the talent, it's a bit like Minnesota. Some weeks are good, some weeks are bad, but when you look at it on a week-in-week basis, like every week is a bit of a winnable opponent because they're, again, not deep, they don't have elite talent, and so those crossover games against Michigan, like, it's going to get exposed. Mm-hmm. I mean, the personnel will be exposed. But the greatest thing about Minnesota this week is they get a chance to play a team like Purdue, and Purdue is just as beatable as any team on the schedule. When you get a chance to play Michigan State, Michigan State's been up and down. You get a chance to play Illinois, Illinois's been up and down. So, but that being said, you know, I haven't come back off my 9-3 prediction, which of course I won't.
What?
But it's going to be a lot more challenging if they can't shore up some of the scheme challenges that 3-4 defense showed last Saturday.
So what's your message to your team after you lose at home when you're a heavy favorite to now playing a Purdue team?
Well, you have to number one, learn from what you just, the missed opportunity you just had. You didn't show up, so you now know what happens on a Saturday where the intensity is low, the execution is low, and so it's like if you do that again on any given Saturday, I don't care if it's even the lowly place of Illinois, if you do it on any Saturday, you will lose with this with the talent that Minnesota has. There's only a couple teams in the Big Ten, probably a Penn State, maybe a Michigan or Ohio State, that despite maybe not showing up with a high level of intensity, they're going to win the game. They're just that they're that good versus the rest of the Big Ten competition. For Minnesota, you have to show up week in and week out with a high level of intensity, with a strong level of execution. If you don't, you're going to lose. So I think that's the main message. And I'm sure in those film sessions, God, you can only imagine a film session when you're sitting there last Saturday seeing the mistakes, the kick out of bounds. I mean, the missed tackles were just a number of missed tackles at that second level to the linebacker level and that third level defensive backs. So when you go back into that film session Saturday, I'm sure you're dragging your feet going into that film session. But that's what the message is, like, learn from this one mistake, because if you do it again, it'll be another loss on that win-loss column.
What makes Purdue's team decent? What are they good at?
They brought in a coach in the offseason, Jeff Brohm, comes from Western Kentucky, high-profile offense. A good friend of mine is the offensive coordinator, Tony Levine. We had a chance to talk this week. He's excited to play against his alma mater. That being said, he's told me from day one, it's a program that, for a reason, brought in a new coaching staff, just not a high level of talent. Now, what they've done quickly is they've shown you that we can get the ball in space with a wide open offense, and we'll put our playmakers on your playmakers one-on-one in space. If you can't tackle, we will score points. And they've scored some points. That being said, their defense could be atrocious. So this Minnesota team this Saturday needs to control the clock by running that football effectively, take care of the football by not having turnovers. If they do that and they keep that Purdue offense on the sideline, I think they have a great chance to win. If they don't do that, Purdue will have an easy chance to win this game at home in West Lafayette.
Any idea how Coach Fleck reacted to his first loss and an embarrassing loss as a coach?
Thank you for your honesty.
He handled it like I think like he said they didn't deserve to win.
Yeah,
I mean there's those weeks that you say as a coach and you hate to say it, it's like because you I mean what's most disappointing for me besides the 3-4 scheme getting a bit exposed. This is off a bye week.
Yeah.
So you should have the troops really excited to play football. You should have the kids super prepared for whatever schemes, because you now have film. You have 13 days to prepare for it. Mm. So what he said is, you know, like I just said, Hawk, we didn't deserve to win.
Yeah.
So when you don't bring the level of intensity and you don't execute, which is, again, taking care of the football and controlling the clock and tackling in space, you'll lose. And that was the message.
The kids were reading the paper, weren't they?
Yeah.
They certainly were.
Gosh, we're good.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, we're good.
They're underdogs on this game. Vegas Insider.
Plus 3.5, right? Plus, yeah. What's a home field in college football? I think it's 3 points, so it's a pretty even battle.
Yeah, but they were 12.5-point favorites last week.
That's a good point.
That's why I'm here.
Great story.
Yep, that's right. That's right. what's going on outside of the Gopher world in college football? Anything good?
Well, Alabama, you know, lost a national championship a year ago, and they are just set to...
They're a machine.
It's like unfinished business. The scores that they're putting up against SEC talent is crazy.
Was it 66-3?
I think it was a shutout. I don't think they scored, but I could be wrong there. But they're 28-point favorites. So of course, you look at 28 points, gosh, there's no way they can... I mean, they're scoring... They're winning games by 45, 50, 60 points. So they're a cut above the rest. Clemson in the ACC is a cut above the rest in that conference.
How does Alabama keep winning like they are and lose ground? They're still number one, but they lost a couple of votes to Clemson. Are people just getting bored?
People love Dabo Swinney. They think, and they showed how he's played against them over the last couple of years. He's a coach that can really prepare to play them. I think the talent on the field will speak for itself when they get a chance to play. But people love Clemson. I like Clemson, but not like Alabama. Hmm. And then the thing I would love to see is I'd love to see Oklahoma, which, again, this Big 12 part of the conferences and the Power 5 conferences at some point has to go away. But they are the king of the Big 12 right now. And if you look back to one of their best wins, a big win at Ohio State, Baker Mayfield, the quarterback, that maybe has a chance to compete for that Heisman Trophy. Oklahoma has it all put together. And that fourth spot is really the spot we're not really sure who it will be. I think it can be Penn State. Penn State's had an amazing September. Yeah, they look like they're just playing at a high level of football. So my guess is if they can clean house in the Big Ten, they have a shot to be that fourth team in the playoff. If not them, USC again lost last Friday, so they're kind of on the outside looking in. It's going to be kind of a tough call. I think for sure Clemson's going to be in. Alabama's in. I think Oklahoma can finish, and that four spot's open.
Alabama in their last four games won by a combined score 207-36.
Sounds like my little skippers.
Well, doesn't it? Get it done.
Well, you still need me to speak to him?
Well, we need to speak Saturday morning. We have a big game against Wayzata. We have a 9 o'clock game. I'll see you at the well, brush your teeth. You can't smell it.
These things?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Good luck there.
Fargo, is it true that you have not lost to Ben Lieber in college football betting yet this year?
Is it 5-0 or 6-0?
Sounds like you're 5-0.
Yeah, well, that's why I can't change the vibe, Hawk.
No,
when you guys made this major change on me on air about going from Thursdays to Wednesdays, I was a bit off my game.
Yeah, right.
But after going 5-0, I can't show up on Thursdays with the run that I have. I want to keep it going.
You don't want to look him in the eye and say, challenge accepted.
It's $100.
Okay.
All right, good.
You guys are doing $100 a week?
No, $100 total.
Oh, gotcha. $20
a week.
Holy moly.
Why are we even bringing it up then?
Well, if he wants to raise the stakes, I'm in.
$20 a week. Hockey will bet more than that.
It's like $1 an hour.
You guys, fifth graders?
I feel bad. I'm taking candy from a baby.
Week in and week out. Seems like it is. I don't know.
Bradshaw and Bryant bring you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show, and apparently one of the greatest songs of all time.
Hell yeah.
Fine Young Cannibals.
Hell yeah.
Crazy.
Mm.
Justin Gonzemus. We'll see you next week with more toaster strudels for me and Mark Parrish. Because look, we're the only two that ate them because you only made two because you burnt the other four.
We need a new toaster.
We need a prediction.
Oh, prediction? Purdue.
Update us.
Purdue, 24.
Update us.
Minnesota, 27.
What in the hell just happened?
You're 1-1. 27-24. Gophers, 1-1 team coming back to play a 7 o'clock game next Saturday night at the bank against Michigan State.
You're electric.
You're electric.
Love you guys.
Thanks, Flash.
I love you.
Thanks, Flash.
Goodbye to you.
More with Mark Parrish on a Wild Wednesday. We'll ask him later about the Wild season, of course. Jack Eichel's big contract. We'll break down the Twins losing to the Yankees 8-4. But it's Vikings news next right here on The Fan.
Hey, you could join Corey Cove and Mark Parrish this Thursday for hockey at Willie McCoy's in Albertville from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Find all upcoming Coors Light NHL events, KFAN.com, keyword hockey.
How long are you going to talk?
So normally, I do the bit where I go, say that again, AJ, and then say that. But honestly, could you say that again just so Mark is 100% sure it's tomorrow night?
That's a really good point. You could try. I might still forget.
Willie McCoy's Albertville tomorrow, you and I. 6:30 to 8:30. Trivia, prizes on the line. It's going to be sweet. NHL trivia.
Yep. Life has been miserable since the last one we did, Corey.
Is that right?
I don't know how we survived.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are we carpooling? You want to go to the Albertville Mall first?
Yeah,
to the Puma
let's
store?
Do it. I could use a couple things in Puma. I'm sure some of yours are getting worn out.
What are you talking about?
You don't wear anything else but Puma.
Lots of it, though.
Good point. Super comfortable. I like it.
Tonight,
we'll give you that.
8 o'clock, it all comes down to this. Game 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the WNBA Finals. Los Angeles comes to Minnesota to face Cheryl Reeve and her team and lose. And Cheryl will host the trophy. I shouldn't say hoist. Hoist the trophy, and then she'll host it at her house for dinner parties.
Sweet.
And I will be invited over to look at the trophy. And I will say, this is what it's like for one of our teams to win a championship in Minnesota.
This makes me feel really bad because they've been awfully dominant, but they only play 5 games of playoff series.
Yeah, they play best of 5.
Yeah, yeah.
That is correct. Yeah. Here's something that you might not have known as well. Before the 2016 season, the WNBA Board of Governors ushered in a number of changes in the league's playoff structure. Parrish?
Yeah.
Including one that allowed for teams from the same conference to compete in the finals instead of the traditional NBA format of East versus West.
The NBA should 100% adopt the same thing.
Oh, for sure. Agreed. So they get the teams in and then seed them?
Yes. So you'd still have the same divisions. You'd technically still have the same conferences.
Right.
Although, don't we all think that the whole division conference thing, I know there's a rivalry factor, but I assume it was geographically based way back in the day just to keep teams that are close playing each other because of travel expenses.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a big deal anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
And it's not knee-jerk just because all of the talent, essentially outside of Boston and Cleveland, is in the West in the NBA. But how about just moving forward? It's like the NCAA tournament. Do you care if Duke and Carolina run into each other in round 2 or something?
In the finals.
Right. It doesn't matter. Just put the best 8 teams in? Or in this case, put the best 16 teams in.
Yep.
So you still qualify competing against the same schedule you normally would because it's an unbalanced schedule, right? So you have to play the West X amount of times, East the X amount of times. I get that. But otherwise, 1 through 16 and call it a day.
How do you know? I suppose, right?
What? How do you know what?
No.
No? You thought, and then you realized it wasn't a good question?
I realized it was really, really stupid.
Well, and the argument against it really would be rivalries and, you know, geographical rivalries, blah, blah, blah.
Well, ain't this a geographical rivalry?
But, you know, those could create new rivalries that don't exist now. It goes both ways.
Well, and how about who would have thought that we would have Cleveland and Golden State being a rivalry as of like 3 years ago, and now it's a good one.
And that's the thing, you can't script a rivalry. A lot of sports try and do that, and they try and force rivalries, and it can't happen.
It's good guys versus bad guys.
Yeah,
that works.
Right.
How's that working? Well, it doesn't work when the bad guys don't win.
Good one.
I mean, the good guys don't win.
It doesn't work when the bad guys can't think.
Hey, Powers.
Well, the bad guys have, but never mind.
You know what? Go ahead, finish.
What if Cy wins on Friday? Who does he compete
for? Shocking. I go for my fourth win and you bring in a fifth person.
Yep, and again, you don't understand how math works, so that doesn't shock me at all.
Well, you wouldn't, and you haven't brought it up this week. If AJ were going for four, you'd bring it up every segment.
It's Wednesday.
He brings it up every segment if it were you.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, AJ holds the record for consecutive wins with four straight.
Yeah, so I've done it too.
Oh.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Who brought you in today?
Why, the great people of Lexus of Wayzata and Lexus of Maplewood.
Thank you. I wondered about that.
Yeah.
It's good to see you.
It's time for Vikings News.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Petco.
Truck accessories. La, 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 la,
la. Mitchell Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky will get the start at quarterback for the Chicago Bears Monday Night Football.
Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
Oh, that was on this weekend.
Was it?
Little Mac got to watch it for the first time.
No, are you serious?
Yeah. And then he went to the candy store in Jordan, that big yellow barn.
Oh, my goodness.
And they had Mike Wazowski and Sully.
Was this the greatest weekend of his life? Did he think it was Christmas?
Oh, he must have, yeah.
My goodness. Anyway, that's Monsters, Inc. for those of you.
That's a great movie.
It's just great.
Yeah.
Anyway. I've seen Monsters, Inc. probably seven times. I've seen Monsters University probably 107 times.
Which movie have you seen
up there on both of them?
Which movie have you seen the most?
Moana.
Probably Trolls.
Yeah, whatever one's on Netflix.
Cars. Cars.
I haven't seen it once. Cars 2 is the worst Pixar film by a mile.
Mm. Cars, you just Cars made 3. My son so cry hard. If he's listening.
Yeah, what are you doing making his boy cry?
Turner, sorry, Turner buddy. You got to have higher standards because Cars 2 is the worst Pixar movie ever made. It sucks so hard.
I'm teaching him not to
just accept what Pixar throws in your face.
I'm sure Mark will send you a middle finger picture from Turner later.
Probably
so.
Yeah.
No, I only got one of Gianna, actually.
I love it. That's the best.
Mitchell Trubisky, though, will be the starting quarterback. We had speculated for months, like, I wonder if Trubisky's going to be the quarterback by the time we play. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen. He's going to make his starting NFL debut Monday night against the Vikings in Chicago, which we keep bringing up. Historically, the last, 15 years or so, the Vikings just don't win there.
Yeah, it's like the Twins in New York.
Oh, I'm so sick of the Yankees.
But the Twins lose to normally pretty decent Yankees teams. The weird thing about Chicago is they've mostly sucked the last 15 years, right? Yeah. They've had their moments. I know the Grossman team got to the Super Bowl. They've mostly sucked.
Didn't they?
Even in the color era, they mostly sucked.
It just happens. Mm. If you try and figure it out, people ask you, we had in New York Islanders, worst team in the league. We owned New Jersey that won three Stanley Cups.
No matter what.
We owned them for some reason. We just matched up well against them. Mm. And then turn around, and when we were actually pretty darn good team, on the flip side, we couldn't beat Washington to save our lives. It didn't matter. No matter what happened, it's crazy how there's certainty. It's like your team's kryptonite or something.
And you probably can be the only one that can answer this, but they play Mitchell Trubisky, obviously, on Monday. He's played in preseason games, but he's never played in a regular season game. How different and weird is it facing a guy that you barely have any tape on, minus his college or preseason?
That's the scariest thing in hockey is to catch a goalie on his first ever game. There's no book on him, and there's so many times they just stand on their head. Their adrenaline, everything's going so just high volume. It's such a high volume that they're kind of terrifying. So there's always that worry because you never know what he's going to do. But at the same time, the game plan is always the same. It's get to him, get in his head, get in his face, not let him get comfortable.
Yeah,
make him go in his pants.
With a goalie like that, do you put more shots on goal to see how he reacts low, how he reacts high?
Yep. And then you got to get guys that are just getting him in there. You want to drive that center lane drive, middle lane drive, get right to the top of the crease because you want goaltenders back in the net. The further they come out, the more comfortable they are, and the more angle they're taking off. So if you can just get in there and literally just stop right on top of him and just force him to get uncomfortable and back up.
Right. Hey, is Danny...
Thank you for your honesty.
Trevathan?
Yeah.
Is he the guy who did the terrible hit?
Trevathan, yeah.
It's only a game.
Now it's been reduced. They reduced it to one game.
One game.
Yeah. So, but he's out Monday.
Ooh. Which is fine. Dude, you got if you haven't seen the hit...
From last Thursday Night Football.
Oh, my Lord, yeah.
Where he hit Devontae
Adams. Terrifying.
Yeah. Who may play on Sunday.
It was a two-game suspension, but it's been reduced to one.
Ugh, it looks scary, man.
Did you see,
suspend somebody for
fellow
a hit.
Players,
yeah.
Like, waving the trainer on that
Corey
quickly.
Pointed out, Friday morning in Fargo, the second it happens, Jordy Nelson is going.
Yeah, like, whoever saw it is like, oh, my Lord. Like, he didn't get the ground, and they were waving somebody
bears,
over.
There were bears waving for medical staff.
Like,
that's never a good sign.
You see that.
Just a one-game suspension.
Ugh.
So it's because it's a Monday night game, right? Everything's back a day, so I assume first practice is tomorrow.
That's
tomorrow,
correct.
So we'll find out our first Sam Bradford update tomorrow, whether or not he's limited, whether or not he doesn't practice at all that garbage.
Right.
Press conference tomorrow, then age?
Correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your honesty.
No, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I don't know about this Latavius Murray, Jerick McKinney, McKinnon, backfield.
It's gonna be
I'm
so
pretty
huge.
Nervous, man.
Let's say
it's huge.
Nada goes as planned.
Nada does?
Where there's like, okay.
Remember Nada Surf?
Oh, hell yeah. Popular, great song. But let's say this is one of those things where, like, on Sunday, Murray looked slow. If we get a repeat performance, you got to find someone else, right?
I think he'll do well.
As long as it's not Adrian.
I don't know.
Anybody
but
Adrian.
There's no way they can open up that can of worms again.
The only way they would go back is if they haven't watched 1 second of him playing for the Saints. Because he looks just as bad as Murray does.
He's barely playing.
The Saints
he looks awful.
Bye.
He's not playing because he's awful. Mm. He's got nothing left. He's done.
Sassy.
Again, I want Shannon Brooks or Rodney Smith over Adrian Peterson. Just can't you sneak him into the stadium?
Is Rosie next?
I don't believe so. No, he's tired.
No, but I'll tell you what is next. We are going to put the Twins to bed once for almost likely.
No, night, night.
like we mentioned, no Rosie. And we will get to another round of Chris Stapleton trivia. Is that how we're going to do it, Chris?
Yeah, that's right.
Chris Stapleton trivia for a pair of tickets to see Stapleton this Saturday at Xcel Energy Center. This is your Lexus lineup brought to you by Lexus of YZ, Alexis of Maplewood.
How about this for a sports tease? When we come back... Mark Parrish, does Jack Eichel deserve an 8-year, $80 million contract?
Welcome to the Millennials.
I can hear the radios staying put. Find out your answer right after this. This portion of the Power Trip Morning Show is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
Go Lynx. You're our only hope. Guitar. I don't need a drug to make me feel 3 feet thick.
Jeez.
I'm supposed to be self-deprecating, not dirty.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, I know.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi. Hi, guys.
Normally, Mark Rosen joins in the 8 o'clock hour, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, but he had to go to New York to sit in the upper deck, pretending he's watching a baseball game, and he's taking the rest of the week off to recover from jet lag.
Oh, he's off the rest of the week?
I assume so,
he's going to miss Johnny Randall tomorrow.
See, now that you said that, he'll probably come back in just so he can shake hands with Randall.
Yeah.
You're golfing, Buddy Parrish, in tomorrow for an hour or so.
Nice.
John Randall on this show tomorrow in studio.
Get much better people.
No.
Salt of the earth, man.
He's the best.
Awesome guy.
Two things real quick before we get into sports, because I know you guys are all ate up with sports.
Oh, hi, Mark.
If you want to be... if you're not... What's the right way to say this?
I have no idea.
if you want to be fascinated by something that still makes you feel really bad, there is a video on the YouTube machine of a cab driver who's parked underneath the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. And he's recording it on his phone as he can hear the gun going off over his head. Terrifying, obviously. And he has no idea what's going on. But the reason it's fascinating to me is because he and all his fellow cabbies just sit there. And then he finally moves and he drives up. And he, again, this is at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. And he drives up to the front doors of the casino resort. And there's people everywhere. And they're just standing there. And he literally, he looks out at one guy and he goes, "There's shots fired." The guy just, "Yeah, I know." And I'm like, that is the ultimate example of modern day society right there, right? Nobody is panicking. Nobody's running up the stairs to find out what's going on or running in the opposite direction. All the cabbies are just still in line to pick up their next fare.
Mm-mm. Well,
it's fascinating.
To give them a little break, because I haven't seen the video you're talking about.
I'm not being critical.
I assume part of it is the confusion of where is it coming from? Where should I go? I think that would be my initial instinct is, should I run in or out?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, do you, honestly, think of that spot. If you're under, you know, if you're where the cabs pick you up at any hotel and you hear a bunch of gunshots like that, what would your instinct be? To run back into the building and hide or to run away from the building? Now, in this case, of course, running away from the building is the mistake.
Right.
Because theoretically now you're exposed, even though he was firing across the street and not necessarily straight down. I don't think he was firing straight down. I don't know what I would do in that spot.
I know.
To act like nothing's happening is bizarre in general, because if it's fight or flight, it's...
I'm definitely ducking down.
One of the two.
You know, yeah. I don't care where I'm at. Yeah. But it's weird, though, because... you need to watch it again, but it's obviously right above the cab driver's car. I mean, it sounds like it's in the car with him. And they don't know what's going on either. They finally, one of the other cab drivers is on his radio. You can hear the guy say, "Hey, I'm out here at the airport, and one of the Metro police just told me that there's an active shooter situation there at the Mandalay Bay, so you guys better get out of there." It's incredible to see. So that's number one. And then number two, I had an odd situation happen to me last night where I have a friend who I haven't spoken to in a while on the Facebook machine, and I had to prove who I was because he didn't believe it was really me. It was very odd.
I had that happen a couple times.
So he was asking me questions, and I couldn't remember the answer. I'm serious.
Now, that has definitely happened to me.
Right. And he was asking me, like, he did the worst thing you could possibly do to me, and that was ask me former coworkers' names because we used to work at the same radio station. And I had no idea. He was like, "Okay, who did you do mornings with at blah, blah, blah?" And I'm like, "Oh, Jesus." she had brown hair. They were enormous.
Okay. Was this...
So, yeah, that was a very odd
thing.
That's
who you remembered?
That's the only part
that's
I remember.
All you remembered.
No idea what her name was.
If we're going back to serious talk for a second, can we go back to Vegas for 1 second? This is actually positive Vegas news.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Remember Carly and Jason, or Carly yesterday, but was talking about how Jason's buddy, who was a UNLV assistant hockey coach, was shot in the chest and was in stable condition in the hospital. Carly tweeted this out last night, retweeted out a tweet from this guy. His name's Nick Rabone. I assume that's how you pronounce it, R-O-B-O-N-E.
That's what she said, yep. Mm-hmm.
He tweeted out, "Hey, all, I wanted to thank everyone for their kind words, love, and generosity. I'm out of surgery and expected to make a full recovery. However, there are others not as fortunate to have the same support system as me and my family. I urge all of you to share the same charitableness and kindness for the rest of the community, victims, and their families as you have for me. Sincerely, Nick Rabone." So again, the good news is expected to make a full recovery, which is exactly what Carly said, but still, the fact that he's now tweeting and updating everybody. He got shot in the chest and made it. So
not too many people can say that.
No.
Well,
glad to hear he's doing better.
Critiquing, did you see the press conference with a mayor or police chief or whatever? One of the reporters asked if, instead of just running off stage, if Jason Aldean would have said, "Take cover," he probably or could even save more lives, more or less being critiquing a guy that ran for his life.
Seriously, you put that, you put that guilt that's already there, probably.
Right. And you can tell, and Hawk can speak on this too, but you get those headsets and you can only hear what you want to hear in that. You can't hear anything else. You can hear the gunfire go off right before he starts singing.
Yeah.
And he has no idea.
No clue.
Somebody came on, came over his ears and get the F off the stage was more or less what he heard. There's no way he even knew what was going on.
Absolutely. Right.
No way.
Yeah. That's the first thing Hockey said when that came on. He said, Aldean can't hear it.
No.
Yeah. He's got his in-ear monitors in and he's got his own mix in there. So he hears the guitars, he hears the mics, he hears the drums. He can't hear anything going on. Somebody got in his mic and said, dude, get off the stage. And when somebody tells you get off the stage, there's a gun, you
get
run.
Off the stage.
Yeah.
You know, again,
most exactly of the time, what you're probably the target.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right.
Of course.
You know, you're not going to take a second going, gee, should I tell everybody else to take cover?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great to have a clear head at that moment and to be a hero, but let's all be honest, we're all,
he has to feel
human.
Horrible.
Well,
there was
a young lady
in Orlando, was it? The musician got shot at the fan. I mean, there's a different level of care that you need to be aware of when you are a public figure.
No doubt. Oof.
Okay, let's transition to sports. Yeah. Fan five.
I don't want to talk about the Twins.
It's the last time we'll have to.
Well, then I'll start with something else. Continental Diamond and Continental Diamond brings you Fan 5 in the 8 o'clock hour every day. Thanks, Continental Diamond.
Thank
you. Necklace, Hogsley.
Thank you very much. I like this one. And I like the one I bought for my wife for her birthday even more.
Aww.
Yeah, it's really nice. Thank you, guys. They're
good,
so
downstairs,
great.
St. Louis Park.
They're the best.
Right now?
I was talking to the Rubes.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
I mean, if you want to go buy something, I don't think they open until 9, but.
They'll probably let me in.
Well, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Yes! Win a tie for it!
The Yankees won 8-4 over the Minnesota Twins. AL wild card game in the rear view mirror. It was an awesome start for the Twins. Dozier led off the game with a home run that barely cleared the fence, but that got everybody pumped. And then Rosario, a couple of batters later, hit a two-run home run, and it was 3-0. And Severino, who's going to finish in the top 5 in the Cy Young voting, it sounds like, according to people that watched baseball this year. I'd never heard of him until about a week ago. He got one out and then got yanked.
He's got to be really happy they pulled off that win.
Yep.
So I'm guessing he would have lost a lot of sleep.
Didi Gregorius hit a 3-run home run off of Santana to tie it at 3 in the bottom of the first inning. Then it was basically an unraveling after that. The Twins have now lost 13 straight playoff games. That ties the Major League record set by Boston from 86 through 95. And also, the Twins have been eliminated by the Yankees in 5 of their last 6 postseason appearances. And the Twins haven't won a series since 2002.
No, you're right, Rose. Laugh away.
You guys want to hear my audio impression of the game last night?
Thank you, Jack Black. No.
Yes, I do.
That's...
Now I can't hear anything ever again.
Yeah. Is this a hearing test now?
Well, we continue to let that play.
I just want everybody to hear what the game sounded like last night.
The whole game?
Yeah. Oh, it's only 3 hours and 51 minutes. Well,
common.
No, let's not do that.
That was the first inning.
Let's just listen to the first inning, which is 45 minutes straight. Here we go. Okay. This is baseball.
Swing and a miss.
Way outside.
Whoa. Wait.
Oh.
Wait a minute and a half before the next pitch.
Yeah, they have to get out of the batter's box.
Yep. Stretching a little bit.
Did you just say here?
Yeah.
All right, I think the pitcher's almost ready for his second pitch. Okay, he stepped out.
Cotton candy.
Everybody start over.
Is there a guy with a ball gag in his mouth selling concessions?
Cotton candy. Frog legs, Frog legs, get your frog legs.
Yeah, we're not even 2 pitches in and the guy's already selling frog legs.
Yeah, they're so bored.
Get your nipple pasties.
45 minutes for the first inning. The first 3 innings took 1 hour and 43 minutes. It got a little faster paced after that, but overall still the game was 3 hours, Mark, and 51 minutes. A 4-hour baseball game.
Paul?
Yeah.
Was that the last time we'll see Paul Molitor as a manager?
My source says no. My source says they're going to bring him back.
I thought your source said the other day.
How can they fire the manager if he went from 100 losses to the playoffs?
It's not their guy.
And you traded away your guy, his guys.
I checked into my source yesterday before the game because I wanted to know, and he says he will not be replaced.
Is this the same source that said the opposite a week ago?
Yeah. Right.
Huh.
So I don't know what changed, but. You know, I think
your source have split personalities?
No, but this is the same source that gave me the only breaking news I've really had, so I believe him. Now, if he gets fired today,
Don't listen to me.
He's not going to get fired. You don't fire a guy.
I don't know. Well, my sources know.
Everybody was saying it was going to happen.
And how about this? Yesterday, when he comes back in with Irvin Santana, and you may, you know, it's... if he comes back in with Irvin Santana, and he did get shelled, and they tied the game back up 4-4, but, man, there were some moves he made last night. You know, you bring Barrios. I mean, that just... last night's game, though, looked like New York had a plan. The Twins really didn't.
No, it looked like they had better players than we
did. Well, of course they do, because they spend money. Yeah. This is what happens when you don't spend any money. This is what happens when you buy something.
You will never, ever in a million years be able to outspend the Yankees.
Right, but you got to spend something.
How much Aaron Judge cost?
$14 million.
As much as he wants.
How about their pitching, the relievers?
Yeah, that's
Chapman makes a ton of money.
Give Robertson those weapons.
Right. Robertson was the closer for the Indians.
Oscar Robertson.
He's now a middle reliever.
The Big O.
But this is what happens when you go cheap. You get your ass kicked. And they did. Santana looked scared.
He was.
Well, that's...
There were bats
that's everywhere. What I was took out of, especially the first inning, is you can see a game that they're not used to. They have 162 games, and they're not used to being one and done. They're used to a playoff series. They're used to kind of getting comfortable. And they everyone, including obviously Santana, whether you're a veteran or a rookie, the playoffs, that first game of the playoffs, you're nervous. Yeah. You know how important it is. I can't imagine how for a baseball team... just played 162, I don't want to say relaxed games, but that's kind of the game of baseball. It's play a game at your own speed and keep your mind a nice, even keel. And then all of a sudden be like, all right, if you guys don't win this, you're done. Every single one of them was either gripping the ball too tight or they have so much adrenaline going like young guys that they end up hitting a bunch of home runs.
Like, I appreciate the enthusiasm, but relax.
That can go for a manager, too. I mean, that's a weird situation to manage.
They're not used to it.
I don't know what anybody should have done in Molitor's situation when Santana just doesn't have it. And you know you don't have a bullpen, so you have to bring another starting pitcher.
Well, I think my brother was over last night. We were watching that game. As the first inning was going on, and then they came back and tied us up 3-3, I said, you got to give him a chance. He's your ace. He's a veteran. I can see why Girardi would pull his rookie out of his first playoff. Yeah, if he starts to struggle, like, yeah, sorry, kid, you haven't earned a right to earn another out, an inning, one more bat, or whatever you want to call it. Whereas the Twins, because we don't have all those weapons, you've got to hope that Santana can settle down and pull it back together.
Hey, back to Aaron Judge for a second. Can't we just go on the street, literal street, and find a guy that's like 6'7" and looks like Zangief from Street Fighter?
Just a beast.
Can't we just find somebody that's so gigantic that if they connect... But, well, like you guys say that Carl Anthony Towns crushes a golf ball like no one you've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's because he's gigantic, right? The torque on that swing must be insane.
He's fairly athletic, too.
Can't we just find a 7-footer with like a little
just
juiced up strong arms and just say swing away, Merrill?
What's who's the old center that you said if he could catch the ball in transition with
Pekovic?
What's he up to?
Let him hit home runs.
Right. Does hockey know who that is?
Can't we get the Mountain from Game of Thrones to swing a bat for the Minnesota Twins?
Yeah. What is Zangief doing?
That's what I just said about 60 seconds
ago. Yeah, I know, but what's he doing?
He's in a video game.
He's probably chewing his toenails. He's amazingly limber.
You're thinking of Dhalsim.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I get those two mixed
Dhalsim Wales.
The Twins did not win yesterday, so you can't go to PapaJohns.com today to get discounted pizza. You could get full-price pizza. You also could get discounted pizza. If the Lynx win tonight, then you can go to PapaJohns.com tomorrow and type in the promo code LynxWin. That's when and if they beat the Sparks tonight in Game 5.
And do what, Hardsley?
Well, first of all, you always get extra garlic sauce. And second of all, you say, after they bring your pizza to the door, you say,
I'm fixing to dance.
Oh!
Yeah, because you're so happy that you got pizza. Yeah. Honestly, is there a better moment than when the pizza,
when
the doorbell rings?
Hogsy, when your wife brings home pizza, you have to...
No, I don't like that. And I've told you that before. It's delicious. That's great. But you know what? Cook my damn pizza for me. All right?
That's one of my favorite meltdowns
you've
ever had.
I'm sorry. It drives me crazy.
You were so mad.
I want pizza now, not in 3 hours.
The one thing I hate is when I go to a restaurant and I got to chop my own salad. No. That's why I'm at a restaurant. I don't want to work.
Do you chop your own salad? Where the hell are you going?
Yeah. Do you go to, like, cafeterias? Yeah, are you in a prison cafeteria?
What the hell is going on?
Can you imagine him at Ruby Tuesdays? I have to go get it myself, too?
I have to toss this?
I have to chew my own food?
Put this together?
You're not going to toss my salad?
I don't know what goes in this bowl. Their Christmas. Sauce knows what goes in a bowl.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
and I know we can
never look back. The Power Trip Morning Show returns right after this on The Fan.
If you are listening on the wonderful iHeartRadio app in Colorado Springs, the police department, please, is begging you, please, stop calling them about the mad pooper.
She's still on the loose?
This is an update. You're right.
They still haven't caught
her
yet?
They still have not caught the mad pooper. Oh. The feculent jogger continues to terrorize the city.
What?
I'm sorry,
that
what?
That was aggressive.
No, it's true.
Is
She's,
that the actual
that's
word?
That's the actual word I'm reading
I've
from the newspaper.
Never heard that word in my life.
Is your dad looking into this?
I'm going to be very careful repeating it. Feculent?
I believe it's feck.
Feculent?
That's right, feculent.
Okay.
I believe. Now, again, I'm not an expert.
Yes, you are.
I'm not a word expert. I'm not a grammar historian. But I believe it's...
The origin is fecal or feces?
Yes.
Well, it's not your dad's fantasy football team name.
Can you repeat the word, please?
Yeah, I believe it's feculent.
What is its language of origin, please?
I believe it's Venezuelan.
Venezuelan.
Oh. Yes, definition, that's right.
Venezuelan. The definition of feculent is pooping in people's yards and then running off.
Okay.
Lapacoy means like a fox, a vulpine.
A lapacoy.
And he's going down.
That's Corey.
Yep, there he went.
I've never seen this happen. The poor gentleman,
he's not a gentleman, he's a child.
Young man apparently has fainted.
Yeah, he did. And then he stood up like a champ and spelled it right.
Did he really?
A lapacord. He went on to win the whole thing. Nailed it.
That's what champions do.
I just think he was stalling. What a scammer.
Can you put that in a sentence?
Anyway, so the feculent.
That's right. Yes.
Gal.
Yeah.
Has not been caught.
Yeah. She's still running. She's still pooping.
What?
She has to know that this is like a national story now. Like, unless she's completely off the grid and she still is doing it.
Or
she
doesn't this is her turn on.
Right. Or
this is her thing.
Yeah. There's some awfully strange fetishes out there.
Yeah.
And how is there's relatively clear photos of her. How has nobody ID'd her?
They used to be clear. Now they're pretty dirty.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No. Dwight's on her side. He hopes she moves to Indiana.
Paris, you just said it. We've been saying this for years. You could be listening right now to us describe this gal who runs and then poops in people's yards.
Yep.
And you could say, that's not anybody's like sexual turn on. They don't get gratification from that. Somebody does.
Yeah. Of course.
Which means this gal might be the one.
That's her thing.
That's her thing that she loves, that now she's getting attention for it. And maybe
get attention from this?
Clearly. And maybe even the fact that she wants to get caught. Like, she wants to legitimately get caught doing it, and that would be her turn on. Like, yeah, I did it. I've done it 46 times in the last 3 weeks.
It's weird.
I've blogged about all of them.
I saw the video of it.
Blogged.
Oh. I saw a video that somebody had made that actually they caught her on tape, and it's weird because I don't know how they don't see this happening, because you could definitely hear her coming. If you listen real close, I'm going to play the video. Here she comes.
She's getting closer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is she running with a boombox?
And she's she stopped. She's bent over. Here she goes.
Woo-hoo!
And then she runs off. And you can hear her fading out.
And
I can hear her
and of course,
in the background.
And of course, Dwight Hockey named that song.
Yeah, what's the name of that song again?
Song number 2.
Clever
Girl.
Clever Girl.
Blur's song.
What's Dwight's favorite show on HBO?
2.
The Deuce with James Franco and Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Jeez. 2.
The Beaver. Speaking of entertainment, I have 2 stories I'd like to run by you guys, and I want you guys to think about
this for a second. When's Rosie getting here?
He's not coming back until next week.
Oh. He's got to be here tomorrow.
He's not coming back.
Yeah,
he has to be here tomorrow. Yeah. He has to be here tomorrow. He'll be here tomorrow.
He doesn't have to be.
Well, no, you know what I mean.
He's taking a week off.
He'll be tired.
He'll be jet lagged.
There's about a 90% chance he calls in tomorrow morning about 6 and tells Hawk he doesn't feel well. Yep. Even though I've lost a bunch of weight, I get out of the shower and I'm like, hey, Dolly Parton.
Story number 1. Jared Leto.
Ooh, I love him.
Is going to play Hugh Hefner.
Lil Wayne, yeah.
Okay.
The room seems underwhelmed.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Jared Leto as Hugh Hefner.
What's your favorite
assuming
part?
A younger Hugh Hefner?
Yeah, not now. I mean, he's dead now.
Yeah.
Rosie.
I like him. I like Jared Leto as an actor.
Director Brett Ratner Bought the rights to the movie in 2015, and then Jared Leto's apparently friends with him. And Brett Ratner says, Jared's an old friend. When he heard I got the rights, he told me, I want to play him. I want to understand him. And I really believe Jared can do it. He's one of the great actors of today.
Maybe I don't like him.
Leto?
He bugs me.
I don't like Leto either.
I don't know if I do or not. Maybe I do. But when I hear you read that statement, I think to myself, don't take yourself so seriously.
When he does. No, when he after he yelled at those people at that concert Corey and his wife were at, I have no time for him.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's a Todd move.
Do you have, I don't mean to put you in the spot, I should have asked you this before. Do you have the Jim Carrey audio?
Let me see if I put it in. I did listen to it. No, I don't have the audio.
Okay. Because the quotes are awesome, and I guess the audio exists. Maybe we should find it after the show. Oh, it's really?
Yeah, the reason I didn't put it in is because the audio quality wasn't very good.
This is so weird.
This is super weird.
Right.
Paris, you see Batman Forever, where Jim Carrey was the Riddler and Tommy Lee Jones was Two-Face?
No.
Yeah.
Not great, right? Not a great film.
No.
It's
not
okay, right, Hogsley?
I liked it.
It's not. Yeah. It's not good.
It's not horrible, I guess.
Go back and watch
it. That's about as good as I'd go.
It's not good. Anyway, Jim was in a restaurant recently. Apparently, this is around the time they were shooting the movie. So this is Jim and Tommy Lee Jones, mid-90s, when they were both huge deals, right? Big deal for both of them. He saw Tommy sitting at a restaurant. Jim said, quote, I went over and said, hey, Tommy, how are you doing? And the blood just drained from his face. He got up shaking. He must have been in mid-kill me fantasy or something like that. He went to hug me, and he said, I hate you. I really don't like you. And I said, what's the problem? And I pulled up a chair, which probably wasn't smart, and he said, I cannot sanction your buffoonery.
Abbott said that to me.
Cannot sanction your buffoonery.
Man, that does sound like something that they would say right before they fired you, Sauce.
Yeah, they fired me over the phone.
Yeah.
Jim went on to say, he might have been uncomfortable doing that work, too. That's not really his style of stuff. Hmm. So maybe just regretting being Two-Face?
Or see, doing a,
yeah, but a lot of people
not
have said
serious
about well, I, Jim Carrey. A lot of people don't like Jim Carrey.
Yeah, well, but I wondered if he was trying to be Two-Face. You know what I mean? Like be in the role where he doesn't like the guy. Oh,
character acting.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. He's not that kind of guy.
Method acting. I mean,
I don't think Tommy Lee Jones is the kind of guy that is. How do I say this? Nice. He looks like an angry old troll.
Yeah, I know. That's why I like him.
But he always seems pissed.
What's the movie, Hell or High Water?
No Country for Old Men.
That's it. Who's in Hell or High Water?
Jeff Bridges.
Oh, the dude. That's right, yeah.
He's great so
movie.
Good in that. That movie's so good. Movie. Yeah.
So
love
underrated.
That movie.
Yeah. Was that up for an Academy Award?
Sure.
It was at my house.
Oh, what,
it was.
What award?
Just didn't win.
What won this year for Best Picture?
Defecation Lady.
Or Stepmom Walks In. Did that win?
I don't know what that means.
Yes, you do.
Of course I do.
Yep.
What's your thing with stepmoms?
Yeah, what is your thing with stepmoms?
Why do you like stepmom porn so much?
Yeah, why do you like
it's
that
not
so
bad.
Much?
It's not my first genre.
What is
what's
your first
genre? What's a genre?
Does it involve my little Shawnee?
Yeah. I don't know. As long as it's just normal porn, fine.
Do you have an actual stepmother?
No.
Is part of your fantasy wishing that you had one so you could sleep with her?
No.
Then why do you watch it?
I don't know. Because it's.
Why are we discussing this?
I've never seen the whole movie. Hey, he's into old people porn.
Two.
Where did why me?
Because you are. Aren't
I
you?
Wasn't saying any, I wasn't putting you in a bad spot.
Yeah, but I like.
Hey, I got you on video.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, me too. Hey, that was your stepmom.
Genius, son of a.
I know she's not happy about it. Speaking of the Lebowski, guy on Jeopardy, just like the dude.
In 1977, this band topped the charts, singing, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Austin.
Who are the Eagles?
Yes. You don't like the Eagles? All right. Two dislikes in one show, in one round.
That's such a good scene. Got on my cab. He hates the Eagles. I've had a bad day.
Hey, Cor.
Yes.
I want to try something with you. And then we're going to do something on the radio.
Oh,
go on.
You know who Andy Dwyer is?
Absolutely. That's Chris Pratt's character on Parks and Recreation, one of the greatest comedies of all time.
I want to see, and I have almost all of them, so there may be a couple that you know that I don't have on the list here. This morning I was, because this is the kind of thing I do when I'm doing my prep, I was watching the best of Chris Dwyer.
Chris Pratt? Andy Dwyer?
Whatever. And he listed his bucket list in a very famous scene, apparently, from...
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember anything that was on it?
I don't remember what was on it.
All right. It's very funny. Listen to his bucket list, Sauce. This sounds like something you'd do.
Okay.
Do something off my bucket list.
You have a bucket list?
Catch a winning touchdown at the Super Bowl. Make the most amazing grilled cheese sandwich ever. Win the lottery. Ride a unicycle. Invent something. Fly first class on a plane. When people are walking by, be like this. Go skydiving, outrun a hippo. I'd like to remake the movie Kazam with Shaquille O'Neal where he plays a genie, and I'd like to get it right.
Brilliant.
Outrun a hippo is awesome.
It's hard to believe it's the same guy, right?
Right.
And it's hard to believe no one watched Parks and Rec because, again, it's one of the best comedies ever. Mm. And if you didn't watch it when it was first on NBC, just giant stars now. They weren't at the time. Like, Chris Pratt's a great example, but it's on Netflix. Just crush it. You will love it. If you love The Office... It's almost impossible to not like Parks and Rec if you love The Office.
Yes.
It's so good.
Before we get a break and come back and do more nonsense and play a game for some Chris Stapleton tickets, be on the lookout, ladies and gentlemen. For a panda riding a motorcycle.
What?
You heard what I said.
A real one?
The Minnesota State Troopers spotted a guy speeding down Interstate 394. He was on a motorcycle. He was doing dangerous stuff. And he was wearing a full panda costume. Including the big stuffed head. You are now listening to the hottest producer with the hottest beats. This had to be what he was listening to, right?
What is this? I'm uncomfortable.
This is one of the songs I did with B-Rob. Panda, 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 panda. Fortunately, the guy didn't crash, but he did ride no-handed. Weaved in and out of traffic.
Wait a minute. This is a song?
Meow.
I've never heard this before in my life.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
That's a
You've
song?
Never been
that's
in the Vikings
you know
locker room.
You know who loves that song? Alex Trebek.
Panda, 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 panda.
Oh, yeah.
So I've heard that reference. I never knew that was a song.
Yeah, panda, yeah. Panda, yeah. Panda, huh. Panda, yep. Panda, panda.
The kids love it. Okay. Anyway, the guy didn't crash. The cops were able to catch him up and pull him over. He told them, guess what he was telling him what he was doing? Guess what he was doing?
I don't want to know if
he was trying to go viral. Oh, God. He was being filmed.
Okay.
Go viral.
Panda, panda.
Panda, panda, panda.
Panda, panda.
Panda,
panda.
Panda, panda.
Vikings news after this, kind of, or actually Vikings news currently, kind of, because this is a B-Rob report from earlier in the week.
What?
Time now for the Vikings Report on the Fan, presented by Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. Vikings defensive end Brian Robinson joins the power trip after this from Hy-Vee.
Holy balls.
That was loud.
That was aggressive.
That was loud. Come and skip a couple rocks with me.
Give me that was freaking crazy.
It was freaking crazy.
Damn it.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's 8:41 on the Fan on a wild Wednesday with Mark Parrish. Your squad up and running tomorrow night at... Yep. The Detroit Red Wings.
Fall's the best time of year. Hockey, football.
NBA basketball in China. Right. Warriors and Wolves.
Hunting.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Naps.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Naps.
Snow.
Christmas.
Raising Canes.
No. Exactly.
Tight sweaters.
Yeah. So you're feeling?
Green Mill, deep dish pizza.
Sauce watching stepmom porn.
Yeah, getting my phone fixed at CPRfix.com.
What in the world?
I thought we were just naming
a lot of nice things going on in the world.
Wait, yes, exactly. That's why I love this time of year so much. All the nice things.
Your squad, though, your thoughts. Your buddy Matt Cullen back on the team. Zach Parise missing the first couple of games with a back yatomy. He's probably going to miss most of the year. That's just how it's going to go. We know that, right? We can just guess that. It's going to be a rough year for Parise. How do they do this year?
Well,
and why?
They could do what they did last year. Theoretically, they have the exact same team that ended up being second in the West. The problem is it's going to be harder because a lot of teams in the West got very strong. Dallas got a lot better. There are a lot of people's picks to come out of the West, and that's not even including Chicago, St. Louis, L.A., Anaheim, San Jose.
Montreal.
That's in the East.
Over, under 55 games for Parisi.
And I hope so. I hope over, but when it's a back and a guy that's got to play physical and get to the hard areas, it's awfully, awfully tough to play, be at 100% and be his old self, more or less, the way he plays a game, the way his style of hockey. And his back's got to be good. Once the back starts going down, it just seems to go downhill quick for some people. So hopefully he can get it sorted out and figure out.
Doctor said I need a backy out of
me. He did. He said that.
We like to call it the bacteria.
Doctor said I need a backy out of me.
You like to call it what?
Bacteria. Got the bacteria. Because back problems happen a lot in hockey. I didn't say it
hockey
was awesome
players
or
like
anything
wordplay.
Like that.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm not a fan of wordplay.
We got a lot of time in the locker room with each other.
Go on.
A lot of trips.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of. Never mind.
Careful.
Yeah, they should be fine. They should be a playoff team just like last year.
Even without him harder. For an extended period of time.
Well, you need to have guys step up. It's just, well, not exactly like the Vikings, but injuries are going to happen. They're just part of sports. So somebody's got to step up. And the good thing about Parisi is how much time this gives someone else to step up and play. It gives somebody a great opportunity. He plays, you know, a good 20 minutes a game. It's a lot of minutes for somebody else to show they belong, be a great player. There's a lot of young guys there in Minnesota, so hopefully one of those guys can step up and maybe another young guy will come in and have a Granlund-style year. Koivu stays as strong as he can defensively and thrown in the offensively as he was last year. Dubnyk stays pretty much on point. Yeah, they're a playoff team. They have a chance to do it just like anybody else.
Last time I checked, there's 82 games, right, in the regular season?
Easy.
82?
Yeah.
Over under 82 goals for Jason Zucker.
Oh, over for sure.
Over.
Sweet. Oh, yeah.
So
I think he's going to break Gretzky's of, 93. I think he's going to get 100.
Over under non-playoff games, Mark Rosen attends.
We'll put the over under at a half a game.
Yeah.
Only a half.
Under.
Under.
Yeah. Under. Over under 6 a.m. when Rosen calls hockey to say that he's too tired to come in tomorrow.
What's the number?
Under 6 a.m. or over 6 a.m.
Over. I'm going to say his alarm probably goes up about 6:15.
Percent chance 0 to 100 that Mark Rosen could get to the XL Energy Center if he didn't take Uber. And without
been around
and
a
without
long time,
Google,
so I'm
and
give
without
him
using
a,
Google Maps.
Ooh. Can he take as long as he wants to just search for it? Mm-hmm. Or does it have, like,
well,
a
he's got
to
be there by the time the game starts, so he can leave whenever he wants.
I'm going to give him about 20%.
Got it.
Doctor said I need a bacchiotomy.
You do. You need a bacchiotomy. And we need to play another game.
Yes, I love this game.
For Chris Stapleton tickets. You do?
Can we play strip Chris Stapleton tickets? So every time you get one wrong, you have to take an article of clothing off?
If that's, what floats your boat, what you want.
Of course.
Buoyancy.
Yeah. Yeah. Your attitude today, Corey's bad. You're mean today.
Hmm.
Yep.
You are.
Sure.
Yeah, see?
Good morning. What's your name?
John.
John, how are you doing, man? What's going on, good. Dude? What's new good. With your life?
Well, working it away. Working
yeah.
it away.
You're yeah. working yeah. your entire life away? Why don't you just quit?
Yeah, I'd like to, but don't have a money press yet.
Make somebody else pay your bills.
Hey, I do that.
There yeah, do what I do.
Right on.
All right,
right on.
John, so how this works is one of the four of us is going to win or lose Chris Stapleton tickets for you. Do you want Mark Parrish, AJ Mansoor, Meat Sauce, or myself, Corey Cove? You pick.
Let's go with Sauce. Maybe
Sauce.
You can go two for two.
Ooh.
Sauce is selected by John. John, you stay on hold. Good morning. What's your name?
Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Paul.
Hi.
Hi, Paul. Paul.
For Paul.
Yeah.
Paul,
yeah.
Who would you like to select, Paul? Sauce is off the board.
Sauce is off the board. We're going to go with who won it last time?
Sauce won it last time.
Oh, dang it. Let's go with you, Corey.
All right. That's a terrible choice again, Paul, but I will absolutely do my best. I think I got one right last round. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Alex, Lakeville.
Hi, Alex from Lakeville. How's Lakeville treating you?
Oh, it's all right. Just moved here, so, you know.
Oh, you moved there. You didn't go to Lakeville North or Lakeville South?
I did not.
I did not.
I did not. Exactly like that movie. Brilliant. Alex, you want AJ or Mark Parrish?
Give me AJ.
AJ. All right, Parrish. You
See,
went
it's
from
like they were listening.
You were first pick last time. Went 0-for-5, and now you're stuck with whoever's on line 6. Line 6. What's your name?
Sorry,
this is Jeff.
Jeff, you get stuck with Mark Parrish, who went 0-for-5 last round.
They were tough questions.
All right, I'll take Paris.
That's so depressing. My gosh. I mean,
he had no choice and still was reluctant
to admit.
That's
exactly what Jacques Lemaire's reaction was when he found out I was assigned here.
Do we call him Mickey?
Sure.
Lemaire. We'll
stay with him.
Damn it.
Sorry. Wales.
Yeah, man. Are you guys ready? Do you remember how we play the game?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You sure? Why are you guys under
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what's going on here.
Because I went 0 for 5 last
night. Right.
0 for 5.
Well, we got 5 again, don't we?
Okay.
Feeling pretty good about it, aren't you?
I need a pen.
Confidence is an all-time high.
Question number one. Multiple choice. The young and talented Chris Stapleton has a song on the soundtrack for one of these movies. Is it Hell or High Water, Dunkirk, or Manchester by the Sea?
What's the third one?
Manchester by the Sea. Question two. Chris Stapleton's wife is named Stevie, Patty, or Morgan? Stevie, Patty, or Morgan? Question three. Stapleton comes from a family of farmers, coal miners, or musicians? Question four. Chris Stapleton's latest record is called From a Room, From the Front Porch, or From a Restaurant? And finally, one of these fantastic female pop artists cut one of Chris Stapleton's tunes. Adele, Miley Cyrus, or Colby Calais? Everybody good?
Sure.
It's all on the line for these four listeners.
Yeah. Let it rip.
Here we go. Question number one. Movie, soundtrack, song, Chris Stapleton. Was it Hell or High Water, Dunkirk, or Manchester by the Sea?
I went with Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, why am I always the one that always says something different? Hell or High Water?
Well, because you're right.
Yeah.
One for Mark.
On the board.
Paris. Hell or High Water, it was.
I thought you just brought that up because we just talked about it. Nice job. That was good.
I'm tricky.
Yeah. And you just wanted to say Manchester by the Sea.
Manchester by the Sea. Wife's name, Stevie, Patty, Morgan. Which one is it?
I guessed Stevie. Stevie Stapleton sounds like a real person and maybe a cartoon character.
I guessed Morgan.
I went with Morgan as well.
I said Morgan also.
It is? It is Morgan!
Well, off to a blazing start.
Morgan! Morgan Stapleton, she's a great singer.
Perry's got 2 out of 2.
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay.
You're welcome, whoever got stuck with me.
Stapleton comes from a family of farmers, coal miners, or musicians.
I said farmers.
I did too because he's from Lexington.
I said musicians.
I said coal.
He's from a family of coal miners, Mark Parrish.
Parrish is 3 for 3. Wait, can anybody catch him? Anybody else have 2?
I have one.
We have to run the board, and he can't.
I'm out. You two have to run the table. Yeah. I think we all are going to get number 4 right, so I think it's over.
Yeah, the other, there's 2 of them that don't really.
Yeah, I think there's only one even option for number 4, which means Parrish is going to run the table. Go ahead.
What's the name of the new record? From a Room, From the Front Porch, or From a Restaurant?
Porch.
We're all saying Front Porch.
Porch.
You're all wrong. From a Room.
Are you
serious?
Way.
Is the name of the record. Ah, I'm so tricky up in here. I'm like Run DMC.
Look at you.
Well, Perry
Mark
wins.
Well, Parrish, yeah. Parrish
Perry wins.
Wins. Was Miley Cyrus the right answer?
I went Colby.
I went Adele.
I went Colby as well.
Well, Perry would have been correct. Yeah. Adele.
I remember reading that somewhere.
You went 0-4-5.
What's it feel like? It stings, doesn't it?
I went 1-10, which is what I would have guessed. It's Chris Stapleton trivia. I'm surprised I got one right.
Yeah, but I'm
even multiple choice. So Parrish, you win, which means Jeff on line 6. Jeff, you got stuck with Parrish, and you still won Chris Stapleton tickets.
Never bet against a hockey player when it's hockey season, baby.
Yeah. That a boy.
That's the way we talk up in here.
That a boy.
Good
That's
point,
the
Jeff.
Way we're talking.
Jeff, stay on hold. We'll get your information, okay?
All right, thanks, man.
Right on, dude. You win.
God.
You went from first pick and got shut out to going to the last pick and basically, what, 4 out of 5?
I guess I'm better with no pressure on me.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well
done.
That seems good.
I felt a lot of pressure, but...
I thought you did well.
Thank you.
The opposite of the twins last night, who looked like they crumbled under any little ounce of pressure.
We got a half an inning of being excited, at least.
Yep. Top of the first was a lot of fun.
He's finally had a good chance, and no. By the end of the inning, it was right. Yeah.
It was over, Johnny.
It stung.
It was over.
It stung a lot.
It was over.
It was so fun that first half inning, though.
Yes, it was. Oh, sweet. Going crazy.
Oh, so was I.
I was driving up to Target, and Dozier hit his home run. I walked in. I had a really quick trip to Target. I'm walking out. It's 3-0, and they got a couple of, I think they had a couple of guys on even after the two-run home runs.
What's-his-face struck out the catcher.
And Severino was already pulled from the game. I'm going, wait a minute. 3-0? We had a couple on, and Severino's done? I'm like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. This is incredible.
What is the deal?
And then 7.5 hours later, the third inning started.
Yeah, and you were up for work.
Jeez.
Wait, so you went into Target on a quick trip? You didn't buy everything in sight?
No, because I went by myself, which means you buy the three things you went for, and then the trip's over.
It's no fun at all.
Should go with my wife.
Bananas.
The only thing that takes longer than a baseball game is my wife shopping at Target.
Well, and him.
I like Target.
I love Target. Oh, I just like to go and buy what I need and leave.
I don't
shopping with hockey is the best. Can I have this? Yep. This? Yep. Who cares? Just take it.
Go Lynx. Win the championship for us. Give us something to smile about, would you please? Good luck, Cheryl.
They will.
Parrish will see you on Friday. Initials.
That's right.
Chris or you haven't won in almost 3 months.
Thank
one of you has to
reminding.
Figure
that's
it
okay.
out on Friday.
Tomorrow's our day.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Good guys.
That's right.
John Randall tomorrow. What, 8 o'clock hour or so tomorrow, live in studio, Power 2
no,
Morning
Rosie,
Show.
No, Rosie, he's already called in.
Yep, Rosie already called in, he's sick. Prison Research brings you this portion of the Power 2 Morning Show. Paul Allen is next right here on The Fan. See ya.
To listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.